Hello, fans, and welcome out to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday edition of 445 Baseball. The 445 is taking on the West Coast Kings here in the second game of a three-game weekend series. Father's Day weekend out here in Redding, California. A reminder, Sunday, bring your father out to the ball game. He'll get in for free. Another reason to bring your family up to the ballpark this Sunday. Get in some 445 summer baseball in the series finale against the West Coast Kings. For the Colt 45s here in this second game, they'll be sending the lefty Brandon Bowler out to the hill. He'll be getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson. Brandon Bowler, a lefty, southpaw action tonight. He's hitting at 5'10", 175 out of Palomar Junior College. A returner for the Colt 45s last year. He went 5-0 in 7 starts. He came out of the pen for 1 appearance. 45 and 1/3 of an inning. He had 51 strikeouts, 14 walks, and allowed 43 hits. He had a 3.77 ERA and was 5-0 on the season. He'll be facing off against Jacob Poole, a righty for the West Coast Kings, warming up out there in the right field bullpen. For the Colt 45s, they won the game last night after the 3-run go-ahead shot from Sam Marr in that very exciting and very long, at least for the West Coast Kings, very long 7th inning. A couple of innings for the Colt 45s, the 7th and 8th innings, where they got the lead and then tacked on some insurance with it and ended up walking away with a W. They improved to 9-1 on the year, and coming into this game, they're 9-1. They lost that one game down in Fresno just last week. That was their first loss since last season. They had a 23-game winning streak before that game, and that was, of course, something that perished along with them falling into the loss column. For the Colt 45s, again, Brandon Bowler, he'll be facing off against Jacob Poole. But for the West Coast Kings facing off against the Colt 45s, they'll be sending Andrew Wilfred out to lead things off against these Colt 45s. They'll be in right field. Andrew Wilford leading things off and playing right field. Then it will be Daniel Polisek in left, followed by Joey D'Amelio in center. And Gio Martini, who was a pinch hitter last night, will be batting cleanup and playing first base. And then Willie Conejo Farmer, who hit a couple of absolute rockets last night, will be batting fifth. He'll be the designated hitter. He was at first base last night. He'll be followed up by AJ Martinez at third and Rogan Bodie at shortstop. Then it will be Benji O'Rourke, followed by Jaden Montero. O'Rourke will be behind the plate catching Jacob Poole, who is out there on the hill for the West Coast Kings. For the Colt 45s, they have Rogowski in center, Colby Raphael in right, Andrew Mora at first base, followed by Dylan Green at second base. Sam Marr will be the DH, Adam Reyes at short, Isaac Mandujano at third, Corey Likens in left, and McMillan behind the dish, catching the left DH, Brandon Bowler. Again, for the West Coast Kings, Wilford in right, Polisek in left, D'Amelio in center, Martini at first, Conejo Farmer the DH, Martinez at third, Bodie at short, O'Rourke the catcher, and Montero at second base. The Colt 45, Strugowski in center, Raphael in right, Mora at first, Green at second base, Mar the DH, Adam Reyes at short, Isaac Mandujano at third, Corey Likens at left, and Rain McMillan will be behind the plate for your Colt 45s here in this second game of weekend series, facing off against the West Coast Kings. The West Coast Kings, they're rocking their yellow top. The Colt 45s rocking the home white. The sleeveless white top with the black short sleeves underneath is they're pulling out of the dugout as the starting lineups are announced. Will be set to have the national anthem coming to you shortly. Tonight's national anthem will be sung by, my apologies, not even sung by the anyone in particular. It will be the Sandlot Sound with the national anthem tonight as we get that ready here for you. As the Colt 45s are now four out on the field as they, along with the West Coast Kings, have started standing on the foul line. As we get ready here and look out towards center field where the American flag is. In just a few moments here. Sandlot down with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. As we will get ready to begin things here, tonight's sponsor for the Reading Colt 45s game is Lauk's Landscape Supply. They're at the corner of Durst Airport and Churn Creek Road, 530-378-2220, or log on to laukslandscape.com. That's Louckс, landscape. .com. They have a wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and blocks, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Again, that's Louck's Landscape Supply, Louckс. And we're going to cut the break to allow the Colt 45s to get out there on the field as we'll be ready to take this field in just a few moments. And coming up, we'll have some Colt 45s baseball ready for you here on this wonderful Saturday night from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauck's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravel, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauchs Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Tomorrow is Father's Day. It's the Colt 45's now take the field. Brandon Bowler will begin his warm-up tosses in his trademark old-school stirrups, walking the black and white socks. He'll begin his warm-up tosses to the catcher, Rain McMillan. Tomorrow being Father's Day, you can bring your father to the ballpark and he'll get in free. Again, another reminder to bring your family and out to the ballpark. It's a great time here at Tiger Field. The defense behind Brandon Bowler will be from left to right. Isaac Manduhano at third. Adam Reyes at short. Dylan Green will be at second base. Andrew Mora will be the first baseman. And then from left to right field will be Corey Likens in left, Rogowski in center, and Raphael in right. Tyler Zanizer getting the night off for the Colt 45s. Played left field last night. Kobe Raphael last night had a stolen base, something we've seen a lot from him. Last year he was 24 for 30 in the stolen base department. He's already added on to that total this year. He's got 5 now. And he has not been caught yet. The big bat in the lineup is Andrew Mora, along with Dylan Green. Mora is batting .389 on the year. For Andrew Mora, he's in the RBI 15. And then Dylan Green right behind him in the cleanup spot. Green's batting .217 in 7 games. As Andrew Wilford will step into the box for the West Coast Kings. Set to begin things here, right-handed hitter, rocking the old-school socks up high. Slightly up in stance from right-hand hitter. Here's the lefty pitch from Bowler, the first pitch. Fastball right on the inside corner. First pitch comes in at 7-17. 7-18, actually. Both me and the PA got it incorrect. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. Bowler off the left side of the rubber. The third base side. Misses there. Just a bit upstairs for ball 2. Now the 2-1. Popped up toward the first base, and Morrow's under it. Should be playable. They'll drift over in front of the second baseman and squeeze it for out number 1. That's the way the ball game begins. A pop out to Andrew Mora over there at first base. We'll bring up Daniel Polasek, the left fielder. Polasek last night had a double, but he flew out 3 times and then also had a single before he was picked off at first base. Left-handed hitter, check swing, didn't even come close to committing on that pitch. Taken for a called strike. This next pitch is a ground ball toward Mora at first. Behind first base, he'll go to take it himself, but he's going to flip it to Bowler on the bag, and it's not in time. Beating out the throw is Polasek. Making his way down to first very quickly. Mora was back of the bag at first, moving to his left as the ball was chopped. Had to play it on a couple of hops. He was going to take it himself, but Bowler was racing over off the mound. And that's the first hit of the ball game for Joey D'Amelio, the center fielder. D'Amelio last night led off the game. He had 1 walk, but was 0-for-4. Bowler checks the runner at first. Now delivers toward home. Fastball in the inner half. Called a strike 1. right-handed hitter. Colt 45's looking for two on the infield and just want to come out for the bottom of the first. They're first up to the ball game. Next pitch from Bowler misses up and away for ball one. One ball, one strike. The left side of the infield shifted a bit to pole, along with the second baseman Green cheated up the middle. The 1-1 is fouled back toward the parking lot for strike two. One ball and two strikes. On the right-handed hitter. Now Bowler comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen as the count remains one ball and two strikes.
Those two foul balls brought to you by the Payrolls.
One ball, two strikes with one gone. Runner on first. Mora holding him on. Bowler the lefty peering in at his catcher McMillan. And McMillan sets up low and in. Up and in. The 1-2. Fastball just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. A good take there from right-hand hitter D'Amelio. Just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. There's a 2-2 runner goes. Breaking ball taken for a called strike. Throw down to second base is not even close. It was bounced three or four times before it even got to Dylan Green, who was on the bag to receive the throw. But striking out on the play was D'Amelio. Safe at second base with the stolen base, Polasek. Now Gio Martini will step up to the plate. Last night, after pinch hitting for Anthony Cortes, he singled and then stole second. The pitch from Bowler, left on left matchup, is a cold strike on the outer half. Runner in scoring position for the West Coast Kings. Reyes staying near second to hold him on. The 0-1 is a breaking ball way away from the left-handed hitter. Moving to his left was McMillan, doing a great job of corralling that pitch. 1-1. Bowler peers in. Now comes set, checks the runner at second. Feels a fastball on the outer half. Called strike two right at the knee. Great pitch from Bowler. Painting the corner. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Here in this top of the first, it's a scoreless ball game, but the West Coast Kings threatening. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the lefty Bowler. Foul tipped back to the screen. Just getting a piece of it was Gio Martini. McMillan checking on the home plate umpire, make sure he's all right. Looks like it might have gotten a piece of his leg. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Bowler, ball tucked behind him, glove up by his shoulder. Now comes set, checks the runner at second. The 1-2 delivery, upstairs, ball two. Way out of the zone. Two balls and two strikes with two gone. The 2-2 pitch from Bowler. Breaking ball, poked at, popped up on the infield. McMillan racing toward the home. Racing away from home plate, charging in and avoiding a collision with the third baseman Maruhano, who came down and kicked off the heel of his glove and lands off the heel of his glove. No infield fly call, the two outs. And everybody's going to be safe with the runner moving up 90 feet. That's Pola second, third. Martini's safe at first on the E5. And now Willie Conejo Farmer will step up to the plate. He did some damage last night. He had that two-run shot out to the left of the 358 mark over the netting that protects the street. There's a pitch from Bowler as a breaking ball floats it in there for a called strike one. Right-handed hitter facing off against the lefty. There's a pitch from Bowler as a breaking ball line shot foul. There was again a missile from Willie Conejo Farmer. Bowler with a new baseball. Carrying in at his catcher McMillan. Off the third base side. The lefty delivers the 0-2. Check swing. Ring him up. Strike three called. And to the West Coast Kings, they strand a pair. They threaten, but do not score. And we have two, the home half of the first here in this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete, plus Laux Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. That's L-O-U-C-K-S, Landscape.com.
In a canyon area headed up.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. We're here in the bottom of the first inning. Trajan Rogowski will lead things off for the Colt 45s. He'll be facing off against the righty Jacob Poole.
Leading off the bottom of the first inning
for the West Coast Kings.
Center fielder.
The center fielder. Last night. Walked once and singled twice. Also had two Ks to go along with that first pitch. This is low for a called ball one. Rogowski steps back in. Slightly open stance for the righty. Here's a 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. Cameron's back off the head of Rogowski. So it looks like it's off his nose. He was swinging hard on that pitch. Ends up fouling it. Just getting a piece of it. Caromed off the screen. He's now down on the ground, just kind of recollecting himself. As he was over swinging on it, he was recollecting himself after the swing. He was in the left-hand batter's box. As he looked up, it bounced off the netting and hit him on the bridge of his nose. He's going to take a second here and get checked on by both Bob Anderson and a third and first base coaches. Kind of shake that off. Make sure his nose isn't broken or anything. Looks like they're going to just take a second here, let him collect himself. He's probably watering a great amount. And all he did was foul it off the netting and bounce back, caromed right under the brim of his helmet, and ended up hitting him on the bridge of his nose. Might have caught his lip as well. As there's now a whole circle of Colt 45 staff and players around him, making sure he's alright, a couple pats, and even the first base umpire going down as the 45's trainer is gonna take a look at him, make sure nothing's broken. We'll get set to even play here momentarily. Even the deck hitter, Colby Raphael, coming over to make sure he was alright. He was one of the first people to make sure he was alright. After Rogowski got hit, he kind of was in shock and awe for a second before walking back up to third baseline and just taking a second to realize what just happened. Kind of tried to shake it off, but then ended up dropping down to his knees and just trying to breathe. It looks like his eyes kind of took a second to water. Now, the trainer and also Bob Anderson, the coach for the Colt 45s, showing fingers to Kia Fragowski can tell if his fingers are holding up, make sure his vision's all right. It's really hard to discern a fastball from other pitches due to your eyes falling to being hit on the nose. Fragowski seems to be okay, considering his nose isn't bleeding. Rocking some hot pink batting gloves as well. Kind of going with the match on the all-white uniform. To get a little break in the action. Off the quick pitch of the at-bat for Rogowski. A very painful strike one. So it looks like we'll get set to go in just a few moments. But while we wait, Jacob Poole is going to keep throwing to his catcher to keep his arm warm. Another reminder, Father's Day tomorrow, 7:15, we'll be back out here. Bring your father to the ballpark. He gets in free. Another reason to bring your family out to the ballpark. And then also tonight's game is sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply from the Bears Airport, Trent Creek Road. As Rogowski gets some applause from the fans here as he gets ready to step back into the box. Hopefully his sniffer's all right. Steps up to the plate now. Readjusts his hands a bit on the bat. Now readies his pull off the first base side of the rubber, winds and deals the 1-1 pitch. Swing! Miss for strike two. Way out in front. Rogowski also patrolling center field tonight, so not somebody you want to take out of the ballgame. Wide open stands for the righty. Here's a 1-2 pitch. The ground ball up the middle and off the pitcher who's turning away from it. Rogowski hustling up the line, but the throw is going to be in time. And Rogowski is retired 1-3. Rogowski swinging on that pitch, bounced it a couple of times right back up the middle and turning away. It was Poole. Ended up hitting him on the thigh. As Katie the Bat Boy gets some applause. Kobe Raphael for the box now. Raphael last year was a Colt 45. First pitch taken for ball one on the outside of the part of the zone. With fail in 28 games last year, hit 418 as he pops this one back at first base. Clips out territory. It's three of West Coast Kings chasing it down, but it's going to land beyond all three of them toward the West Coast Kings bullpen. One ball and one strike. Rafael last year had 7 doubles, 29 RBIs, and walked 12 times. He was 24 for 30 in the stolen bases department. 1-1 with one out, nobody on. Winfield shifts with one pitch. This is low. Two balls and one strike. To the Colt 45's right fielder. The 2-1. Popped back over the screen out of play. 2-2. As Rafael goes for a little walk. Steps back into the box. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. A wide stance. Here's the 2-2. It's a ground ball chopper toward the shortstop. Fields throws on the run. Side on the first. The stretch and the splits by the first baseman, Gio Martini, is just enough for the 6-3 putout, a bang-bang play over there at first. The shortstop, Rogan Bodie, who started there last night, was charging in on that ground ball, throwing sidearm on the run. Got the throw there in time. Now Andrew Mora to the plate. Left-handed hitter. The righty Poole lines and deals a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees, called strike one. Here's the 0-1 delivery. That's going to catch the inside corner right at the knees. A called strike two. No balls and two strikes. With two gone here in this bottom of the first scoreless ball game. The 0-2 pitch misses low in the dirt from Jacob Poole. A waste pitch there trying to get more to Chase. The 1-2 delivery now from Poole. The ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Bodie charges, throws in time to first base. 6-3 on the play. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the top of the tonight's 45s ball game. Brought to you by Louts Landscape Supplies, one of Dersh Airport, Trinity Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to loutslandscape.com. That's L-O-U-C-K-S landscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's an 0-2 count on A.J. Martinez, who takes a pitch just outside the zone for a called ball one. We have some defensive replacements for the Colt 45s. Tyler Zanizer is in left field now, and I believe Corey Likens has shifted on over to center field after Rogowski was taken out of the game. Just a precautionary move for Bob Anderson. Bowler misses this one in the dirt for ball two. Now the lefty winds Meals the 2-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left with the right-hand hitter. The 2-2 is a breaking ball foul at the third base side.
Gates, please, wall coverage, project lining. See Hank Marks first before you pick up that paintbrush.
Now the 2-2 from Bowler. It's a chopper toward the shortstop, Reyes, who gloves, throws across in time for the out. 6-3 put out. Andrew Mora doing some work over at the other end, picking it out of the dirt on the low throw from Adam Reyes. Now Rogan Bodie to the plate.
Shortstop number 6, Rogan Bodie.
Rocking the old school stirrups. Takes a first pitch ball up and away. 1-0. Nobody on, one out here in this top of the second scoreless ball game. Bowler misses again up and away for ball two.
two balls and no strikes. With one gone, the 2-0 pitch from Bowler is a breaking ball. Ground ball toward the third baseman, moving to his left gloves. Throws to first on a hop. Mora unable to handle it. Bounced off the grass and then was about eye level with him as he was dropping down to Aeneas. Try and stay in front of it. It's going to be an E5 on Isaac Mandujano. Moving to his left, rushed the throw just a bit. Kind of crossed up his legs and ended up making an errant throw. That was on a line. It was just a bit too low. When you bounce it like that, you got to bounce it correctly. Now the runner on first being held on by Mora. Bowler checks him back at first. That's Bodie. First pitch from Bowler misses way up high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 as the Colt 45s look for two. Misses low for ball two. Bowler looking for a ground ball to get out of a jam. He comes set, working off the third base side. Shadow starting to cover most of the left side of the field. The 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball right at the belt. Call it strike one. 2-1. Shadow is covering parts of left field and then the third base shortstop area along with shallow center field. Here's a 2-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Well, even if the count, a couple of breaking balls from Bowler. See, Riley's back in the count. Two balls and two strikes with one gone. The infield's shaded up the middle looking for two. The 2-2 pitch. Pickoff sent back to first, not in time. Diving back in plenty of time was Bodie. Rogan Bodie, the shortstop, who also got the start there last night. Last night he was 0-for-3, but reached on the fielder's choice. Now Bowler kicks and deals a 2-2 runner going, wave and a miss. Tag applied by the catcher McMillan, but into second base easily with no contest is Bodie. Picked a good pitch to go on. A swing and a miss from O'Rourke. Will bring up Jaden Montero. O'Rourke there chasing one in the dirt. Tag was applied by the catcher McMillan, and due to the tag being applied to get the strikeout, no throw was made down to second base, so no contest on that stolen base for Rogan Bodie. Here's the pitch with the runner in scoring position from Bowler's. A breaking ball drops in his zone, called strike one. It's a little bit low, but that zone still being established here by the home plate umpire. Here's the 0-1 from Bowler. He checks the runner back at second. Fastball misses high. Rearing back with that heater. Just elevated it a little too much. One ball and one strike. To the right hand hitting Jade Montero, an open stance deep in the box. Here's a 1-1. Breaking ball, wave, and it's way out in front was Montero. One ball, two strikes, runner at second base. That's Rogan Bodie. He reached on the error and then stole second. The 1-2 pitch from the lefty Bowler. Breaking ball fouled back over the screen out of play. Brandon Bowler rocking the custom Vans cleats along with the black and white stirrups. Very clean look for the southpaw. Working off the third base side, comes set. Checks the runner back at second, Dylan Green. Trying to stay close, the 1-2. It's a line shot through the right side for a base hit. The right fielder charging in. He's going to come up throwing the throw home. Is offline and not in time. Getting in with the feet first slide is Bodie. And the error comes around to bite the Colt 45s. Montero moves up to second base on the throw. He has himself an RBI. And the West Coast Kings take a 1-0 lead, something we saw last night. They were the first team to scratch a run across in last night's contest. Now the top of the order in Andrew Wilford. He popped out his last time up.
Now batting right fielder, number 26.
Out there in right field today. Kobe Rafael in that previous play And I could be wrong, but I believe Colby Raphael is actually in center. So the right fielder would have been Corey Likens. I'll try and correct that as soon as I'm sure that's actually the case. So fastball just misses. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. With two gone, runner on second. Bowler allowing that run. It's now 1-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch. On the inside corner, right at the belt, a called strike two. Came back with the heater and tucked it in that upper inside corner. One ball and two strikes to the right-hand hitting Andrew Wilford, the right fielder. Bowler comes set, checks the runner at second base. That kicks and deals the 1-2 as a breaking ball. This is way upstairs for ball two. Bowler checks the runner. Two balls and two strikes. There's a pitch. Breaking ball. Misses wide. And taking third base on the play with a stolen base is Jaden Montero. He got a huge jump. And the breaking ball coming way outside. McMillan didn't want to try and do anything too crazy. And didn't make a throw down to third. Here's the payoff pitch with two outs. Check swing. Didn't go. Called ball four. And Wilford will take first base. Umpire did not think that was close to the zone. Some barking coming from the Colt 45 dugout and head coach Bob Anderson, rightfully so. Now Daniel Polasek, the left fielder, will step into the box. He singled and stole second his last time up. Here's a pitch from Bowler. Breaking ball popped up toward the third base in Maduhano in foul territory, right to the third base side of the bag, and will squeeze it for out number three. West Coast Kings get one, but they strand a pair. It's 1-0 after 1.5 with the Colt 45 coming up to the bottom of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different sized trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-278-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. That's Lauks Landscapes.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the cleanup hitter, Dylan Green, accompanied by Sam Marr and Adam Reyes, due up. Dylan Green takes a first pitch outside for ball one. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch from Poole, misses high for ball two. Dylan Green coming into this game, batting 217. He's got eight RBIs. Hits this one in the air toward right. Breaking back, now coming in is the right fielder making the catch, Andrew Wilford. He broke back toward the track initially and then came in to squeeze that ball on the fly. Four out, number one. So Green flies out. And the DH, Sam Marr, will step up to the plate. Sam Marr last night had that three-run shot that put the Colt 45s up
by one. Huge cut and miss there for strike one. The ball's in one strike on the Colt 45's designated hitter. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Poole working off the first base side. Misses inside to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Poole peering over his gloves. Now kicks and deals a 1-1. Swing! And a miss. Pulls a fastball by him for strike two. One and two to the right end hitting Sam Marr. Slightly open stance. Here's a 1-2. Bounced it. The ball two. Kicked away from the catcher. Back toward the screen. Two balls and two strikes. With one gone and nobody on. Here in this 1-0 ball game after the West Coast Kings were able to scratch one across last inning. The 2-2. Ring him up, strike three called on the outer half.
Okay, next time.
A backward K for Jacob Poole. As Adam Reyes will step up to the plate out of Folsom College. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. First pitch catches the inner half. Called strike one. Two gone now for the right-hand hitting shortstop. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike two. Off speed. Caught the outer half. Reyes tried to lay off of it. Here's the 0-2 with two gone. This is low. Blocked by the catcher O'Rourke. The outfield playing straight up. The infield protecting the corners. Here's the 1-2. Popped up toward the first baseman in foul territory, giving chase, and will squeeze it back toward the West Coast Kings bullpen. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the top of the third inning. Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply, that's L-O-U-C-K-S.
Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destiny.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting Joey D'Amelio. Now Bowler working off that third base side still. Kicks and deals. Foul back to the screen for strike two. As D'Amelio takes a big deep breath, now steps back into the box. Bowler comes set, winds and deals the 0-2. It's a breaking ball. Foul tipped back to the screen. D'Amelio fighting off that pitch.
Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. Here's the 0-2 from Bowlers. Fouled back to the screen again. Still no balls and two strikes here at the top of the third inning. The West Coast Kings with a 1-0 lead. Shadows now covering most of the field apart from deep center and right field. Here's the 0-2 from the southpaw bowler. In the dirt, blocked by McMillan. As the count moves to 1-2. Bowler winds and deals a breaking ball just inside. It was a great pitch from Bowler, just didn't quite catch the inside corner. Missed by a fraction of an inch. Here's the 2-2 from the lefty. This is high and away for ball three. That will fill the count with nobody out here in this top of the third. Great job by D'Amelio to rally all the way back in the at-bat. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, fouled back over the third base side beyond the Colt 45 dugout. Payoff pitch again from the lefty bowler. It's fouled back. And what's turned to about a 9-pitch at bat. D'Amelio and Bowler battling back and forth. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out here in this top of the third. The payoff delivery from Bowler is a breaking ball. You guessed it. Fouled back over the screen. 10 pitches in the at bat now. Baseball. No. Now kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Grounded foul down the third base side again. That was actually the 13th pitch of the at bat. My math was incorrect. This will be 14 coming up. Bowler kicks and deals. Hit in the air toward left. The left fielder Rogowski. My apologies. Zanizer drifting back will squeeze it in front of the warning track. And Bowler wins the battle. I just got recorrected. That was the 12th pitch of the at-bat on the flyout. And now the left-hand hitting Gio Martini will step up to the plate. First strike on the inner inside corner. Now Bowler delivers the 0-1 as a breaking ball grounded toward Dylan Green at second. Gobbles it up and flips the first in time for the 4-3 put out. Two away now for Willie Conejo Farmer, who struck out looking his last time up. They'll step into the box on that right side. We've seen some rockets off of this guy's bat the last couple of games. Get a foul ball in his last at bat, a complete rocket down the left side. It's the first pitch. Strike down in the bottom of the zone. Now the 0-1 from Bowler. Swing and miss for strike two. Got him to chase an off speed up and away. Now the 0-2 from Bowler. Fouled back over the screen. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. Bowler with a new baseball, third base side, picks and deals the 0-2 pitch. Fouled back toward the Kings bullpen out there in right field. Nearly looked like it was going to be hit out of the park. But it ended up dying out there. The 0-2 pitch again from Boulder. Bounced and blocked by McMillan. One ball and two strikes. One, two, delivery from Bowler. It's popped up over the screen again toward the parking lot. McMillan giving it a look, but unable to get to it. The count remains one ball and two strikes after a trio of foul balls here in this 1-0 game in the top of the third. Bowler peers in at McMillan. Now kicks and deals the 1-2. Is topped at the plate, goes foul toward the Colt 45 on deck circle. A couple of marathon at-bats here in this top of the third inning for Bowler. Now the 1-2 delivery from the lefty. No one sets up low and in. Breaking ball. Popped up a mile high on the infield. Mora calling for it. Playable. Drift underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. The first 1-2-3 inning for the Colt 45's defense as we head to the home half of the third. It's 1-0 the Colt 45's down. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U Park Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different sized trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. That's LOUCKS landscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, the second game of this three-game weekend series between the West Coast Kings and your Redding Colt 45s. The first pitch from Jacob Poole misses, blowing away to the right-hand hitting Isaac Mandujano for ball one. Mandujano, Likens, and McMillan do up. Swing and a miss for strike one. Fastball up in the zone. Got Mandujano to chase. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch from Poole on the outside corner called strike two. Great pitch right at the knee. With nobody gone. Here's the 1-2. Bounced it in there, blocked by the catcher O'Rourke. 2-2. Now the righty off the first base side kicks and deals the 2-2 pitch. The line shot and through for a base hit, the first hit of the ball game for the Colt 45s, and the leadoff man is aboard here in this bottom of the third. Now, Corey Likens to the plate. Right-handed hitter.
Right fielder, number 17, Corey Likens.
Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter, holding on the runner at first. So he hits this one in the air toward right center field. It's beyond the reach and off the wall. Going around first and cruising into second base with a double. is likened to coming home to score the tying run is Isaac Mandujano on what looked to be a fly ball, but the right fielder just kept chasing after it. That was Andrew Wilford. And now, all of a sudden, a brand new ball game. Now, Rain McMillan will step up to the plate after the double from Corey Likens. A couple of hits in the inning for the Colt 45s from the bottom of the order. The go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out here in this bottom of the third. Stepping off a whirl and a bluff, no throw, is Jacob Poole. Now the righty, Poole checks the runner at second. It's the first pitch to the right end hitting. McMillan is a called strike on the inner half. Initially looked like it could have been called a balk, but Poole had not quite started his motion toward home. Ended up stepping off, turning around towards second to make a throw. Checks the runner at second, here's the 0-1. Fastball misses low and away. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A line shot the other way into right field for a base hit. The right fielder, Wilford, charging in, bobbled. And now he's just going to have to toss it in to hold the runner at first. Coming all the way around to score is Corey Likens. And the Colt 45s have the one-run lead. McMillan with the RBI single. We're going to have an emergency runner out there. It's going to be Mark Anthony Carroll. Be the courtesy runner. Now the top of the order, the left fielder Tyler Zanizer getting his first at bat of the game after coming into the game for Trajan Rogowski, who got that foul ball off the nose. First pitch is fouled back toward the first base dugout. First strike one. Right-handed hitter. An even stance. Nobody out. Here's the 0-1 from Poole. Waved at for strike two. He had Zanizer way out in front of that pitch. Runner at first being held on by Martini. Quick throw on over there. Is not in time. Back standing up easily was Carroll. Zanizer last night was 0 for 2 with a couple of walks. Here's the 0-2 pitch. The right hand hitting Zanizer misses low. 1-2. With nobody gone. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty Poole. The breaking ball misses inside. Zanizer rallying back on the count. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM. Here's the 2-2 pitch with nobody out, the runner going. Throw misses up and away. The throw down to second base is in plenty of time to nab Mark Anthony Carroll. A 1-4 caught stealing. But a full count now on Tyler Zanizer getting his first at-bat of the evening, taking over for Trajan Rogowski. Here's the payoff pitch with nobody on the inside corner. Ring him up, strike three called. Quickly two away now. I will bring up Colby Raphael out of San Francisco State University. Taking into the box on the right side. Jacob Poole winds and deals off the first base side. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Trying something off speed there. Here's the 0-1. Keeter misses wide. 1-1. Now the delivery from the righty. Misses low, just a bit below the knee. One delivery with two gone. It's a fastball on the inside corner. Called strike two. The Colt 45s have only struck out twice tonight, but both times have been looking. Kobe Rafael looking to avoid that here. The same fate that Tyler Zanizer just faced. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This is low and away for ball three. Rafael working a full count. Here's the payoff pitch with two outs. Foul back out of play over the screen. And we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes with two outs. Nobody on, but the Colt 45s now have the one-run lead. After the single, double, and then single from the bottom of the order. Here's the payoff pitch from Poole. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, and the side is retired. Colt 45s get a couple and they get the lead. They're up by a score of 2-1 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's betting Colt 45s baseball game is brought to you by Louts Landscape Supply at the corner of Search Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to loutslandscape.com. That's LOUCKS landscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California, for this top of the fourth inning. Brandon Bowler out there now pitching with a one-run lead. Here's the first pitch to A.J. Martinez. He's taking for a called strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. The outfield playing straight up. Here's the 0-1 from the lefty bowler. This is low. A.J. Martinez is last time up, grounded up to shortstop Adam Reyes. Now the 1-1 from bowler. It's a breaking ball. Foul tipped off the plate for strike two. One and two with nobody out. Martinez, Bodie, and O'Rourke do up. The 1-2 pitch from Bowler is a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Martinez down on strikes. We'll bring up Rogan Bodie, the shortstop, right-handed hitter. He reached on the error and then stole second. He would later come around to score the lone run for the West Coast Kings. It's the first pitch from Bowler. There's a line shot toward left, toward the gap.
on the run is Zanizer. He doesn't get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall where it's played back in by the center fielder, Rafael. And a line shot double for Rogan Bodie will put the tying run in scoring position. Tyler Zanizer going into a dive right in front of the 358 mark out there. The light post and left center field. Went into a dive, couldn't knock it down or get to it. Ended up going all the way to the wall where Colby Rafael played it back. And now, Benji O'Rourke will step up to the plate. It's a huge cut and miss for strike one. Again, the tying run in scoring position. Now for the West Coast Kings. Right-handed hitter. There's the 0-1 pitch from the lefty bowlers. A breaking ball on the inside corner. Cold strike two. Partly cloudy skies tonight at Tagger Field and low 80s now. Beautiful baseball weather. Now the 0-2 delivery from the lefty bowler with one gone and the runner on second. Here in this 2-1 ball game, the top of the fourth inning is a breaking ball. Popped up! In foul territory, Mora giving chase back behind the first base coach's box, reaching over his head, snags it, throw to third base, is not in time, it's going to go past the third base in Mondohano, into foul territory, racing home, head first slide, it's a tie ball game. Rogan Bodie coming home to score after the defensive blunder. Andrew Mora making the throw from about 20 feet in foul territory beyond first base and right field. The throw to Isaac Mondohano was on a hop and went right through Mondohano all the way into foul territory. And before he knew it, racing around third was Bodie and able to score. It's now a tie ball game. The breaking ball from Bowler misses the zone. Two gone now in the inning, but a tie ball game here in this top of the fourth inning. Jaden Montero takes a called strike. Jaden Montero, shout out to his great grandma listening and tuning in from Hawaii as Bob Anderson is now going to walk out to the mound. Looks like he's going to have a little conversation with Bowler. Not quite sure what this is about mid at bat. It's just Bob Anderson, Bowler, and the catcher. We're going to have a little conference before home plate umpire is going to make his way out there. Folks, you can tune in to KCNR1460.com. So everyone listening online or over the airwaves on AM or FM, thank you for listening. It's great to have you with us here. I'm Jason Green, the voice of the Red and Cold 45s. We'll be back out here tomorrow night. I will be joined by Spencer Slangy in the finale of this three-game weekend series for Father's Day. And again, a reminder to come on out to the ballpark, bring your father, and he will get in free for this Father's Day. Two balls and no strikes with two gone here in this 2-2 ball game at the top of the fourth inning. It's called strike. My apologies. Two balls and two strikes now, I believe. This pitch from Bowler, bunt in front of the mound. Bowler recovering, throws down to first base in time. A 1-3 put out from Brandon Bowler, fielding his position, and the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the fourth, Colt 45s, now in a knotted up ball game with the West Coast Kings. Tonight's game is brought to you by Laux Landscape Supply, home of the U-Car Concrete, plus Laux Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. That's L-O-U-C-K-S, Landscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Nicholas Guidry on in relief of Jacob Poole, who went three. Gave up two runs on three hits as the righty enters the game. Now delivers a fastball on the outer half to Andrew Mora, left-handed hitter. A called strike one. Here's the 0-1 from the righty, Nicholas Guidry. The breaking ball off the plate outside. 1-1. With nobody out. The infield playing back on that right side. For the left-hand hitting, Andrew Mora, the 1-1 delivery is a breaking ball on the outside corner called strike two. The 1-2 as the righty, Guidry comes set. Now kicks and deals. So fastball grounded up to third baseline, fair. The throw across in time. A great backhanded play by A.J. Martinez to nab Andrew Mora, who was moving down the line quickly from that left side. As the bat boy, Caden, gets a round of applause from the fans here at Tiger Field. Andrew Mora playing about 7 or 8 steps back behind the bag at third. A few steps off the line as well. On the backhand, wound back and let it fly for out number one. Dylan Green now to the plate. He flew out right field his last time up. Watches a off-speed pitch. Catch the outside corner for a called strike one. Nicholas Guidry pitching in a tie ball game here in this bottom of the fourth. Is the 0-1. It's a breaking ball inside and just a bit high. Evens up the count at 1-1. Guidry comes set off the first base side. The righty delivers the 1-1. It's hit in the air toward right again. Playable for right fielder Wilford. Marching over to it will squeeze it for out number two. Quickly two away. We'll bring up Sam Marr, the designated hitter. With two gone. Here in this bottom of the fourth, a tie ball game, all knotted up at 2 apiece. Last night's final score was 8-4. It was very back and forth until about the 7th or 8th inning when the Colt 45 scratched across some insurance runs. Here's the first pitch from the righty Guidry to the right-hand hitting Marr. Foul tipped at the plate for strike one. No balls and one strike with two gone. The 0-1 delivery from the righty Guidry. This is high. Nicholas Guidry right-hand relief pitcher for the West Coast Kings. He's the second pitcher of this ballgame. The first relief pitcher after the starting pitcher went three. That was Jacob Poole. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air toward right center. Playable. The right fielder drifting over. Gets under it. Wilford will squeeze it for out number three. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Loux Landscape Supply, the corner of Pierce Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief of Brandon Bowler is going to be Nathan Medina for Bowler. He went four innings of three-hit, two-run baseball. He walked three and, my apologies, struck out three and walked one as Medina delivers his first pitch to the right-hand hitting Andrew Wilford. Now a 2-0 count to missing location twice. Two balls and no strikes to the right fielder of the West Coast Kings. Here's a 2-0 from the righty Medina. It's a line shot in the air towards center. Rafael giving chase and will squeeze it on the run over his shoulder, reaching up. Headed toward that 406 mark out there in center field. That's the first out of the inning. Now David Polasek will step to the plate. He's popped out and singled tonight. Left-hand hitter for Nathan Medina. In five innings of work, he's given up two hits and four runs. He's appeared in two games. He struck out seven and walked two. He's got an ERA of zero. He delivers a called strike there. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Medina. This is up and away. 1-1. The righty working off the first base side. Medina kicks and deals in the dirt, blocked by McMillan. Out of Reedley College, Nathan Medina. Two and one with one out. The 2-1 delivery from the righty is a line shot towards center again. Rafael giving chase toward the left center gap. It's going to go off the wall. Rafael falling down by the warning track. Around second, now heading around third to throw in. The stop sign being thrown up by the third base coach for the West Coast Kings is going to hold Polasek to a long triple. Very close to an inside the park home run. Polasek wheeling around second base, and he was headed for home before the stop sign was thrown up by the third base coach. Colby Raphael giving chase on that ball, end up slipping on grass or on the dirt near the warning track. Not quite sure exactly. And the left fielder, Zanizer, had to chase down the ball that caromed all the way into towards center field. Now, Joey DeMilio steps up to the plate, takes a huge swing and a miss for strike one. Corner infielders playing in. Want to make sure there's no bunts in order here for the right hand hitting Joey DeMilio. Is the 0-1 from Medina. This is inside, leaning back out of the way was DeMilio. Some chin music there for the right-hand hitting center fielder. Medina peering in, now comes set off the first base side, out of the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. This is low, blocked by the catcher McMillan. It's ball two. Two balls and one strike. A right-on-right matchup. With the corners playing in. The 1-2. A line shot in the air towards center. This should score the run. Raphael moves over the throw-in. Over the cutoff man. The throw-in is going to be offline and not in time. Safe at home is Polasek and a sacrifice fly. Well, give the West Coast Kings the lead.
Catcher.
Good effort from McMillan to come up the third baseline, try to get the tag on, but it was not quite in time. The throw not quite beating the runner home. Now Gio Martini to the plate. He's reached on an error and grounded out tonight. Left-handed hitter facing off against Medina. Hits this one in the air toward left, but foul will land out near the Colt 45 bullpen for a long, loud strike one. No balls and one strike with two gone, and nobody on. Is the 0-1 from Medina. It's a line shot in the air toward left field. Giving chase is Zanizer, he'll squeeze it right in front of the warning track for out number three. And the side is retired. The West Coast Kings get one as we head to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway through our ball game tonight with the West Coast Kings up by a score of 3-2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative barks, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. That's Lauk's Landscape Supply, L-O-U-C-K-S.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello fans, welcome back to Tiger Field. in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here for this bottom of the fifth inning on the backside of our ball game now. After 4.5, the Colt 45s down by 1 after West Coast Kings got the go-ahead run on the sacrifice fly from Joey D'Amelio. Leading things off will be Adam Reyes. First pitch swing laces one into right field for a base hit. Reyes, Mandujano, and Likens do up. Reyes leading things off with a strong single into right. Now Isaac Mandujano will step up to the plate. He singled his last time up. He would later come around to score the first run of the ball game for the Colt 45s. The back of the order did some damage a couple of innings ago. Looking to continue that here with the leadoff man aboard in Adam Reyes. Mandujano, right-hand hitter. Even stance deep in the box. The righty, Nicholas Guidry, in his second inning of work, delivers a breaking ball inside for ball one. Up near the elbows of Mandujano. Here's the 1-0 from Guidry up the first base out of the rubber, brushing back Mandujano for ball two. The right-hand hitting Mandujano has the shortstop and third baseman shifted to pole with the second baseman shaded up the middle. The West Coast Kings looking for two on the infield, getting twin killing. First baseman holding on the runner at first. Fastball inside corner, called strike one. Huge hole on the right side between the first baseman and second baseman. That's Gio Martini at first and Jaden Montero at second. Reyes with some speed likely has the green light here on the 2-1 pitch. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Reyes not going. Fastball on the inside corner will even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes digs back in. Now readies as Reyes takes his lead at first, being held on by Martini. The 2-2 pitch with nobody out from the righty Guidry is a chopper up the middle, charging as the shortstop. Gloves and through! Montero's going to recover in shallow center field. Reyes getting to third base. He'll hold there as Montero quickly plays it back in. Holding at first is Mandujano. Runners at the corners with nobody out here in this bottom of the fifth. And E6 will be charged to Rogan Bodie as the head coach of the West Coast Kings is going to come out to the mound and talk things over with the West Coast Kings. See how they want to play this here. They're up by one, runners at the corners. It's a ground ball. They'll go for two on the infield and let the tying run score. Hopefully it's something to the left side. You're thinking if you're the West Coast Kings, hold the runner at third and see if you can get two. But if you're Adam Reyes, you're running on any sort of contact, force the West Coast Kings to make a good throw and also make a great play. Now the meeting's broken up. The Corey Likens, the left fielder, he doubled his last time up. Runners at the corners. West Coast Kings are going to have their first baseman, Gio Martini, hold the runner on at first. Keep that double play in order. The third baseman playing a couple steps back of the bag, a few steps off the line. The middle infielders, Montero and Bodie shaded up the middle, looking for two on the infield. First pitch misses inside, up near the hands of Likens for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. The Colt 45 is down by one here in this bottom of the fifth. Guidry checks the runner at first. Now kicks and deals the 1-0. The breaking ball up and in, back pick toward first, not in time, diving back easily. Was Isaac Mandujano, the third baseman. Guidry peering in. Now comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0. Fastball right through the heart. Called strike one. Two and one, nobody out. Colt 45 is looking to tie up this ball game. The tying run is 90 feet away with nobody out. The 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball on the inside corner, strike two. Likens laying off that breaking ball a couple of times now. Two and two, nobody out. Deidre comes set off the first base side. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Is a fastball. Ring him up. Strike three called on the inside corner. That is exactly what Guidry needed and also exactly what he wanted. A non-productive out. Runners at first and second. The West Coast Kings are a double play away from getting out of the jam. Now up to the plate for the Colt 45s will be Rain McMillan. The catcher, who singled his last time out. Quick pickoff, comes it over to first, not in time. Diving back was Maduhano. A close play over there at first. West Coast Kings still looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielder shaded up the middle. The pitch, this is low. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. With one gone. The third baseman for the West Coast Kings, AJ Martinez, is a few steps off the line at third, but a few steps back of the bag. So 1-1 on the inside corner, right in the top of the zone. Some moans and groans from the crowd. Painting the black there was Nicholas Deidre. 1-2 now on the right hand hitting Rain McMillan. Here in this 3-2 ball game, the Colt 45 is down by one. The 1-2 delivery from Deidre off the first base side of the rubber out of the stretch is popped up. Poor foul territory, giving chase as the first baseman Martini's not going to get to it. It's going to be beyond his reach. Martini was chasing after that one with all he could muster. Unable to get to it. 1-2 now. To the right hand hitting McMillan. Runners on first and third. Deidre checks the runner at first. Now the 1-2 delivery. The right hand hitting McMillan is a ground ball towards third. Off the glove and into left field for a base hit. A hard hit shot goes through the left side. And an RBI single will tie this ball game up at 3 apiece. Coming into score was Adam Reyes. Maduhana moves up to second base. And it looks like that might be the end for Nicholas Guidry. Mark Anthony Carroll will be the courtesy runner for McMillan. As the top of the order in Tyler Zanizer will be coming up to the plate via new pitcher on in relief here with one out and runners on first and second in this tie ball game. It's the bottom of the fifth to allow the relief pitcher for the West Coast Kings to warm up. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauchs Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. It's going to be Declan Casey on in relief of Nicholas Guidry, who goes an inning and a third. He is responsible for those runners on first and second base. That's Mandujano at second and Mark Anthony Carroll, the courtesy runner for Rain McMillan at first. The tie ball game here in this bottom of the fifth. All knotted up at three for the leadoff man, Tyler Zanizer, to the plate, who struck out looking his last time up. So he's 0 for 1 on the night. Looking to break this tie here for the Colt 45s. This is the first pitch from the lengthy right-hander. Zanizer showing bunt, step off a little and a bluff towards second. No throw. Working off the first base side of the hill. Getting into this catcher. With one out. The first baseman in on the grass watching the bunt from Zanizer. Zanizer swing away at this one, fouls it back toward the screen for strike one. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. Runners take their leads from first to second. Whirl and a bluff. No throw again. Still an 0-1 count. Trying to keep Mandujano close at second base. He's a lead runner. The pitch misses low to even up the count at one ball and one strike on the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanizer. Peering in, glove tucked up by his shoulder. Now comes set. Casey on in relief. The 1-1 delivery is a fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Blew the heater by him. One ball and two strikes with one out. The first baseman now playing behind the runner at first. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball up and in, check swing, didn't go. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. With one gone. There's still a double play in order for the West Coast Kings. Attempting to get out of the jam. The 2-2 pitch, fastball off the plate. Will fill the count as Zanizer worked it full. Now the payoff pitch from the lengthy right-hander, Declan Casey, on in relief of Nicholas Guidry. Here it is. Fastball misses in. That will load the bases. Zanizer works the count and gets a free 90 feet. Will now be Colby Raphael to the plate with the bases juiced. Colby Raphael, right-handed hitter. As the corners move in on the rim of the infield grass with one out.
Strike two. Get him in.
One out here. Declan Casey facing his second batter of the inning. Raphael has struck out and grounded out. Here's the pitch in his right-on-right matchup. This is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher O'Rourke. LaFell steps back into the box. O'Rourke doing a great job of keeping that ball from squeaking through the five hole. Here's the 1-0 delivery on the inside corner. Called strike one. A 1-1 count now on the Colt 45 center fielder who made a couple of great running plays last inning. Next pitch misses low and a bit outside. Two balls and one strike. With one gone, now the corners still playing in on the rim of the infield grass. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Casey. This is low for ball three. Casey needing to throw a strike here. Rafael working the count. Rafael readies in the box. Now the 3-1 delivery from Casey. The chopper up the middle. Shortstop. And the second baseman unable to get to it. Coming in to score is Mondejano. Around third coming in to score is Mark Anthony Carroll. And now the Colt 45 up by a score of 5-3 after the 2-RBI single from Kobe Rafael. Chopper up the middle that the shortstop Bodie and the second baseman Montero could not quite get to. It was out of the extended reach of both of their gloves. And threw up the middle. Now Andrew Mora to the plate. Zanizer held at second base. Runners at first and second. Still with one gone. For the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora, who's grounded out twice tonight. Both to the left side. Here's the pitch from the righty Casey. The fastball low. One and oh on Mora. Now Casey comes set off the first base side. Checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 1-0. Just a bit up and away. A 2-0 count on the Colt 45's first baseman. Two delivery with one out. It's a fastball on the inside corner. 2-1 to the first baseman. Leading the team in RBIs with 12. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Casey as he checks the runner back at second. This is just a bit above the belt for ball three. 3-1 for the second consecutive batter. Now the 3-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foul back just above the on-deck circle on the third base side. Colt 45 side. As the West Coast Kings have lots of activity up in the bullpen. Here's a payoff pitch with one out from Declan Casey, the lengthy right-hander. Is in on the hands, fouled back right toward the crowd here on the third base side. Thankfully that netting in the way, it was coming right back toward my face. Count remains full. Runners on first and second with one out. Casey peering into this catcher O'Rourke. Now comes set, checks the runner at second base. Now kicks and deals the payoff pitch with one gone here in this 5-3 ball game. A line shot toward third. Third baseman gobbles up, throws the second for one. And Montero holds on to it, gets the middle runner for the fielder's choice. Rafael erased on the 5-4. Zanizer moving to third. No relay. To try and nab Nora at first. Colt 45's still alive here in this bottom of the fifth. The throw from the third baseman, Martinez, was just a bit low. Montero doing everything he could to keep it in front of him. Held on to it to get the middle runner. Dylan Green takes a huge cut and miss for strike one. Sam Marr is on deck. He would be the ninth hitter of the inning. Quick pickup sent toward first is going to squeak through and go into foul territory, and both runners will move up. That will score a run on the E1. Van Iser comes in to score, and Mora will move up to second base. Dylan Green still with the 0-1 count. With two gone. Casey checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 0-1. In the dirt! He's going to squeak past the catcher and go back to the screen. Mora takes third on the pass ball. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here as the lights have taken full effect out here at Tagger Field. It's a 1-1 count on the right-hand hitting Dylan Green. It's a 6-3 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Now 2-1 after that pitch misses low and away to the Colt 45's second baseman. Now the 2-1 pitch. A chopper toward the 5-6 hole. Beyond the reach of the shortstop. Coming in to score is Andrew Mora. Dylan Green has himself an RBI single. And Sam Marr will step to the plate now. It's now 7-3. Baseball will be taken from Declan Casey. As he heads back to the dugout, he got one out in the inning, so he goes to third plus. But it will be a new pitcher on in relief after he faced four batters. And to allow him to get his warm-up process, we'll cut the breaks. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Chase Saunders on in relief to face the ninth batter of the inning for the Colt 45s. Sam Marr with a runner on first. It's a 7-3 ball game now after the RBI from Dylan Green, the designated hitter tonight, who has flown out and struck out. First pitch, the wave and a miss. Go to the second base.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Oh, the catcher O'Rourke holding onto the baseball, taking second base on the stolen base. Successful stolen base with Dylan Green. It's an 0-1 count on Sam Marr. The 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher O'Rourke. Great job keeping it in front of him. Moves the count to 1-1. For Declan Casey is responsible for the runner at second. He's already given up those other two runs. Chase Saunders on in relief of Declan Casey, trying to keep that runner on second from scoring. 2-1 after that pitch misses way away to Sam Marr, the right-handed hitter. Here's a 2-1 pitch. The fastball misses low and away for 3. 3-1. As Chase Saunders goes for a little stroll around the mound. Now the pitch is a fly ball toward right. The right fielder should be playable, drift back and squeeze it, and the side is retired. But the Colt 45 send 9 to the plate. They score 5. It's 7-3 after 5. We had 2 at the top of the 6th. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. That's LOUCKS.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Your heart to anybody used to be. Not to blame, you shoot the tree. The wax and fall as you can see. You start the game. You take it, the pain. I'm losing.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off for the West Coast Kings will be Willie Conejo Farmer, followed up by AJ Martinez and Rogan Bodie, also due up. Right hand hitter. The top of the 6th inning now. Nathan Medina back out there for his second inning of work. Working with a 4-run lead, delivers a first pitch in the dirt for 1. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Medina. This is inside for 2. The right hand hitting Conejo Farmer. Next pitch is an off speed pitch, misses in up by the chin of Farmer. For 3. The 3-0 delivery from Medina is a fastball right down Broadway. Bouncing back, trying to get the easy strike. Now the 3-1 pitch. It's a line shot into right field for a base hit. A clean base hit through the right side, and
Conejo Farmer, the leadoff man, is aboard with the base hit. Now AJ Martinez to the plate. Digging from that right side, Andrew Mora holding on Conejo Farmer at first. One ball and no strikes. Colt 45 is looking for a double play. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Misses outside for ball two. Just a bit outside. Conejo Farmer with a moderate lead over there at first. Dylan Green and Adam Reyes shaded up the middle. The right-hand hitter, the left side of the infield, shifted to pull. The 2-0 delivery from Medina up and in for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Here's the 3-0 from Medina. Fastball right down Broadway again. Back-to-back batters. Medina's done that. The Colt 45s have a four-run lead, but with the West Coast Kings threatening here, no lead is safe as now Martinez works a walk, taking that pitch low. Runners on first and second with nobody out. All of a sudden, things starting to get interesting as I believe that's Eric Winchester is going to walk out to the mound, have a little conversation with the pitcher here. Eric Winchester, also the pitching coach at Shasta College, coaching under Brad Rupert. Having a little conference, talking over how they want to approach these next couple batters. They're a ground ball away from controlling the damage at the very least. It's 7-3 in the top of the sixth with nobody out. Runners on first and second. As Winchester will make his way back to the dugout now. Rogan Bodie up to the plate. He's reached on an error and doubled tonight. He also has a stolen base. He's got some wheels. The first baseman, Mora, playing in on the rim of the infield grass over there at first, watching for the bunt. Here's the pitch from Medina. Misses low and away. The ball one. Now the 1-0. It's a fastball right through the heart. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. Again, with nobody out, should Bodie get on, the tying run will be up to the plate. The 1-1 pitch misses high. Just a bit upstairs for ball two. Two balls and one strike. The infield shifted the right-hand hitter to pull. Mora now moves back, playing behind the runner. The 2-1 pitch. Swing! And a miss for strike two. Bodie just a little bit off on that pitch. Medina comes set, working off the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2 delivery. This is upstairs again for ball three. That will fill the count. Three balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Payoff pitch. It's fouled back over the screen. And we'll do it again. The car is thunked by the foul ball. A wide stance for the right-hand hitter. The payoff pitch with nobody out for Medina. Waved at and missed. Held on by the catcher, McMillan. It was actually foul tipped. I thought it hit off the plate, but it was foul tipped and held on by McMillan for out number one. That will bring up Benji O'Rourke, the catcher, and I take that back. It will actually be a pinch hitter for O'Rourke. the number 44, Gradel. Right-hand hitter. Jack Gradel takes a first pitch ball outside the zone. Right-hand hitter. The infield still shifted to pole. Huge gap on the right side. Medina delivers a fastball. It catches the top of the zone. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Medina with the runners on first and second as they take their leads. It's in the dirt. Goes all the way back to the screen, and both runners are going to advance 90 feet. And now things really close to becoming unraveled for the Colt 45s. They still have a four-run lead, but two runners in scoring position now in this 7-3 ball game. Here in this top of the sixth, still plenty of baseball left to be played. Medina comes set, kicks and deals the 2-1, fouled back to the screen, evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. With one out, runners take their leads. The 2-2 delivery from Medina, foul tipped off the glove and mask of the catcher. Staying alive is Gradel. Working a 2-2 count. Fought off a couple of pitches now. Conejo Farmer at third and A.J. Martinez at second. They got on via a single and a walk. Medina comes set. The 2-2 delivery misses high for ball three. That will fill the count. Some action out in the Colt 45 pen. One gone. Here's the payoff pitch from Medina. It's a fastball. Foul back out of play. And staying alive is Gradel. With one out in this top of the sixth inning. Medina trying to limit the damage. The payoff pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, and Medina rallies back. He's now got two gone. Jaden Montero will be pinch hit for. Going to be right in hitting Camden Rush to the plate. Camden Rush pinch hit last night as well and then played at second base. West Coast Kings trying everything here as Camden Rush takes a fastball up and away for ball one. Open stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-0 from Medina. Right at the knees. A called strike. Just caught the inside edge. A 1-1 count. Medina peers in. Comes set on the first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman Green. Charges, gloves, throws to first in time. The West Coast Kings threaten, but they do not score. They strand a pair. It's 7-3 after 5.5 as we head to the home half of the sixth. Tonight's game is brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply, L-O-U-C-K-S, Lauk's Landscape Supply. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Badger Field in Redding, California. Chase Saunders back out there, his first full inning of work. He'll face off against Adam Reyes, Isaac Maduhano, and Corey Likens. The first pitch is a fastball right to the heart of called strike one. 7-3 here in this home half of the sixth. Saunders winds and deals. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. Four strike two. Adam Reyes has popped out and singled tonight. Chase Saunders, again in his first full inning of work. He got the last out last inning. That ended up having a Colt 45 strand the runner, Dylan Green, at second base. As Reyes fouls this one back to the screen. Count holds, no balls and two strikes. Reyes, an open stance from that right side. The 0-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball. This is high. 1-2. Saunders winds and deals a 1-2 pitch. Fouled off the plate. Count remains. One ball and two strikes. Reyes will go for a little walk. Now slips back into the box from that right side. The 1-2 pitch from Saunders. This is high. 2-2. The Colt 45's last inning sent 9 men to the plate. They scratched 5 runs across. That's how the ball game is now 7-3. The 2-2 pitch from the righty Saunders working off the first base side. This is just a bit low. That will fill the count. Three and two, the payoff pitch from Saunders. It's a line shot right toward the shortstop moving to his left. A great play by the shortstop, Rogan Bodie. An absolute missile that was handled cleanly by the shortstop. That's out number one. Hard hit ball from Adam Reyes, but unfortunately right at the shortstop. Isaac Maduhana will now step up to the plate. He's reached on an error and singled tonight.
Now batting from Dos Palos, California, playing out of Fresno City College. Third baseman,
out of Fresno City College. Isaac Maduhana. Digging in from the right side. Saunders ready. Now Saunders ticks and deals out of the windup. Foul tipped off the plate back toward the screen for strike one. Maduhano coming into the game tonight batting 250 in 5 games and 16 at-bats. There's the 0-1 pitch from Saunders. Check swing! Didn't go. Count moves to one ball and one strike after that pitch missed. The 1-1 delivery with one out, nobody on. Wave that. Appeal to first. Didn't go. He held up. The West Coast Kings absolutely flabbergasted by that call from the first base umpire. He's now motioning for the head coach to go back into the dugout. He's a couple steps outside the entrance on the first base side. And now the field umpire calling time. He's going to bark some orders and toss the head coach of the West Coast Kings some extracurricular activities. And now the West Coast Kings head coach, very upset. He's going to go over and talk with the first base umpire. Lots of extracurricular activities happening here as the first base umpire getting lots of verbal, quote-unquote, encouragement from the head coach of the West Coast Kings, who was motioning that the batter, Isaac Mandohano, went around with a swing, and then he made fun of the first baseline umpire, as lots of hand motions going on still, lots of jawing from the head coach. A lot to commentate on right here. Very emphatically mimicked the first base field umpire, ejecting him out of the ball game. Quite displeased with the first place umpire tonight, but he finally makes his way off the field. His night's finished. Now a 2-2 down after that strike. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, and after all that, Mandohano goes down on strikes after back-to-back strikes from the pitcher Chase Saunders. Lots of back-and-forth nonverbal communication between the head coach and the first base umpire. Now two gone, as Corey Likens will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, even stance. First pitch is a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Now Saunders, ready, winds and deals the 0-1 here in this 7-3 ball game. The bottom of the six that dropped strike two. Caught the outside corner right at the knees. The 0-2 pitch from Saunders off the first base side. Misses low and away. 1-2. Saunders winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. The fastball. Ring him up. Strike three called. From the fans as well as me. Looked like it was up and away. Bob Anderson now upset with the home plate umpire. And the side is retired. Tonight's game is sponsored by Loud Kings Supply, the Kings Airport and Turn Creek Road. Call 573-78-20 or log on to loudlandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Nolan Bentley on in relief of Nathan Medina, who went two innings. They'll be facing off against the top of the order in Andrew Wilford, Daniel Polasek, and Joey D'Amelio. Right on right matchup here. Working off the first base side. Here's the pitch from Bentley's a line shot ground ball toward Manduhano, moving to his left, throws across Zamora in time. Manduhano with a great 5-3 play. That is out number one. Nolan Bentley out of Albuquerque, New Mexico in Shasta College. 6-2, 160 working off the first base side. Gets the first out of the inning via the ground ball. We'll bring up David Polasek. It's the first pitch from Bentley, catches the bottom of the zone. A called strike one. Last inning was filled with lots of extracurricular activities with the head coach of the West Coast Kings as this one pitches wide. One ball and one strike. Ended up getting tossed, and then the strike three call was up and away, but it was called strike three by the home plate umpire, and disbelief from the fans. This one caroms off one of the poles back by the screen, holding up the netting. Two of the count to one ball and two strikes after the foul tip from Polasek. And lots of disbelief from the fans out here. But called strike three, and the side was retired on the backward K. Now, the 1-2 delivery from Bentley. It's a ground ball toward Manduhano. Charges in. Gloves throws off balance toward first. A stretch by Mora. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts and back-to-back great plays from Isaac Manduhano at the hot corner. Been a little busy the last couple of at-bats. Here in this top of the seventh inning with two gone. It's a 7-3 ball game as Joey D'Amelio will step up to the plate. He's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly that scored the first run. My apologies. A tying run for the West Coast Kings. The center fielder. Melio, open stance, deep in the box on the right side. Bentley kicks and deals. Check swing in the dirt. Went around. For strike one.
On the hill for the 45, number 23, Noah Madsen.
My apologies. It's actually Noah Madsen out there on the hill. Out of Roseville, California. Not Nolan Bentley. Here's a pitch from Madsen. Misses wide. One ball and one strike on the right-hand hitting D'Amelio. Now the 1-1. Foul tipped off the foot of D'Amelio. He's going to go for a little walk. Or like a hobble around home plate. Moves the count to one ball and two strikes. With two gone here in the top of the seventh. The Colt 45 is on top by a score of 7-3. Yep, he had a couple of steps toward left. Here's the pitch from the righty Madsen. In the dirt, through the five hole, squeaks through, but indifferent. With nobody on. Two balls and two strikes. McMillan moving to his right, couldn't corral it. two and two. Madsen just needing to throw strikes to get out of the, get done with the inning, get back in the dugout. 2-2 delivery out of the windup for the righty. Foul back to the screen. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 gone. The top of the 7th. The West Coast Kings running out of time to tie up this ball game. Here's a 2-2 from Noah Madsen. Foul back over the screen toward the parking lot. And into the trees. Count still holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. In a 7-3 ball game. Madsen with a new baseball. Now winds and deals off the first base side of the right-hand hitting D'Amelio. In the dirt, this is low. That will fill the count. Madsen ready. Pearson McMillan is catcher. McMillan sets up in the payoff pitch. Right in the bottom of the zone. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. The West Coast Kings go 1-2-3. It's 7-3, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. Tonight's Grand Cooper Times game is brought to you by Lauk's Landscape. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply. L-O-U-C-K-S.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ray McMillan working a 1-0 count versus the right-hand throwing Chase Saunders in his second full inning of work. Bounces back with a fastball on the outside corner to even up the count at 1-1. One-one delivery. It's a line shot in the air toward left, over the left fielder's head, and off the top of the wall. McMillan around first into second base. The tag applied on the throw is in time. McMillan tossed out trying to stretch a long single into a double. A nice outfield assist from the left fielder, Polasek. Polasek thought he had a home run. Looked like it was right off the top of the advertisement out there. He's thrown out on Polasek's throw to the second baseman, Camden Rush. So 7-4 on the play. Now the top of the order, and Tyler Zanizer to the plate. Who's 0-1 with a walk? The 0-1 pitch is a little flare toward right, playable, and trotting in with the easy squeeze is the right fielder, Andrew Wilford, with the out quickly two away. First pitch strike from Chase Saunders, rather. And then quickly coming back, quick pitching, Tyler Zanizer, and he flew out to the right fielder. Now Colby Raphael to the plate. Raphael, his last time up, reached on a single. Is that RBI single? First pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one. A 1-1 to the right-hand hitting Colby Raphael. Raphael is grounded out, struck out, and single tonight. The 0-1 on the outside corner. Strike two. So it's grounded for the on-deck circle. Foul. Count holds at no balls and two strikes.
That foul ball brought to you by North State Security.
Right on right matchup here as Chase Saunders comes set, kicks and deals the 0-2, foul tip, right in front of the plate. And the count holds at no balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch off the first base side. It's a stopper toward the shortstop, moving to his left gloves. Throws on the run to first, the stretch at first, in time, doing the splits, was the first baseman, Gio Martini. What a great play on both ends, and the side is retired. We head to the top of the eighth inning, the Colt 45s on top by 73. Tonight's game is sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LaukesLandscape.com. That's LOUCKS.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small,
Come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field. Redding, California. Tio Martini leading things off. He'll be followed up by Kale Farmer and Adrian Martinez. Tio Martini with that excellent play on the other end to close out the bottom of the seventh. It was a great play by the shortstop, Rogan Bodie, moving to his left back behind second base. Handled the topper, threw across, and the fantastic splits from Gio Martini nabbed Colby Raphael in time, the speedy center fielder. 7-3 here in this top of the eighth inning as it's fouled back out of play for the bocce courts. Nolan Madsen back out there for his second inning of work. See, winds and deals the 0-1. This one's hit in the air toward right center. Giving chase is Raphael toward the gap. Right in front of the warning track. Will squeeze it on the run. A loud out from Gio Martini. Right in front of that 370 mark. Hit at about 360. Now Willie Conejo Farmer up to the plate. He's singled, struck out, and popped out tonight. Digs into the box on the right side, a slightly open stance. Now, winding and dealing. Holy Toledo, a line shot foul ball toward the on-deck circle. Almost took the head off of AJ Martinez. His life just flashed before his eyes. We talked about it last night, and I've talked about it tonight. Those are rockets coming off of the bat of Conejo Farmer. Now the 0-1 pitch from Madsen. Catches the outside corner for strike two. Ducking out of the way was the on-deck hitter, AJ Martinez. Came within about a foot of his head. The 0-2 delivery from the righty Madsen. It's a line shot down the left field line, but foul toward the Colt 45 bullpen. No balls and two strikes with one out. Here's a pitch from Madsen to Conejo Farmer. Check swing. Didn't go. The tag applied by McMillian, but indifferent. And now the appeal to first. And the first place umpire rings him up. Lots of disbelief from the West Coast Kings dugout. Some shrugging of the shoulders from the first base umpire. Rung up on strikes there was Conejo Farmer. Now AJ Martinez to the plate. Right-handed hitter. Likely still catching his breath after that foul ball from Conejo Farmer. Nearly took his head off. He fouls this one back toward the parking lot out of play over the screen. For strike one. Now the first base umpire giving a warning to the West Coast Kings dugout. Telling them to, in the nicest way possible, quiet their voices. Now the third base coach of the West Coast Kings is going to go over and have a chat with the first base umpire. And the blue crew getting on some nerves tonight. West Coast Kings awarding all the players in the dugout. Now the third base coach is going to chat with them, tell them to cool it. He'll make his way back over to the third base coach's box. Lots of extracurricular activities going on tonight. The umpires and the players slash coaches. No balls and one strike, two gone. AJ Martinez facing off against Noah Mattson. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Now some cheering from the West Coast Kings dugout for AJ Martinez. So home plate umpire gets some cheers as well. The 1-1 delivery. This is inside. Two balls and one strike. Two and one with one out. Two and one with two outs, rather, here in this top of the eighth. The 2-1 delivery from Mattson. Misses low and away for ball three. Mattson getting iced a little bit. Can't seem to hit the zone. The 3-1 delivery from the righty Mattson. Kicks all the way back to the screen for ball four. And the inning continues for the West Coast Kings. Rogan Bodie, the shortstop, now up to the plate. He struck out, doubled, and reached on the error tonight. Right-handed hitter rocking the old-school syrups. The second game of a three-game weekend series. Back out here tomorrow night for Father's Day. This one fouled back to the screen.
Shortstop, number six, Rogan Bodie.
Runner on first, being held on by Andrew Mora. Bring your dad out to the ball game tomorrow, and he'll get in free for Father's Day. Mattson checks the runner at first. The 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by McMillan, kicks around, quickly recovers. Martinez thought about breaking for a second, but gets back to first in time. One ball, one strike. With two gone here in the 7-3 ball game in the top of the eighth. Noah Mattson off the first base side on the stretch. Chopper toward third. Maduhana charges gloves, throws to first, picked by Mora in time. And the side is retired. The West Coast Kings threaten, but they do not score. As we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Colt 45 is on top by a score of 7-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark pavers, retaining walls and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply, L-O-U-C-K-S.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield, Redding, California. We have some Lose Your Shoe going on here at Tigerfield. Fun for the whole family. The kids can play games in between innings out there on the field, led by the wonderful Colt 45 staff out here at Tigerfield on what's turned into a beautiful night for baseball. Honoring the leaf is the righty Spencer, including his warm-up tosses out there as the Colt 45s get their, hopefully, last ups of the ball game. Here in the bottom of the eighth, they're on top by a score of 7-3. Mora, Green, and Barr do up for the Colt 45s. Andrew Mora will step to the plate from that left side. Left-handed hitter.
First baseman, number 24.
Spencer featuring a
fastball off speed and a sweeper. Mora is 0 for 2 with a fielder's choice on the night. He's made a couple of great plays over there at first. Here's the pitch from the righty Spencer off the first base side. A line shot off the netting and over the third base dugout for strike one. A 1-1. Spencer with a new baseball now. Shakes off his catcher a couple times. Now agrees. The outfield playing a couple steps back. There's the 0-1 delivery from the righty Spencer. Way inside, takes all the way back to the screen. 1-1 now. Mora, tall left-hander. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. The 1-1 delivery out of the windup from Spencer. Catches the bottom of the zone, a called strike two. Spencer actually pitching out of the stretch even though there's nobody on. The infield playing back, the outfield playing straight up. Now the 1-2 delivery. The breaking ball, ground ball toward the first baseman, gobbled up by Martini, flips to Spencer on the bag in time, a 3-1 putout. We'll bring up Dylan Green, who's flown out twice, singled, and stolen a base tonight. One gone for the Colt 45s here in this 7-3 ball game. There's some activity up in the Colt 45's pen. I anticipate it's Noah Madsen's game to finish. Slightly open stance for Dylan Green. Here's a pitch from Spencer, just a bit low. Dylan Green laying off that pitch. Just missed the zone. On deck is Sam Marr. Here's the pitch to the right-hand hitting Green from the right-hand throwing Spencer working off the first base side. In the dirt, this is low. Green waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Infield shifting Green to pull. Here's the 2-0. Check swing. Didn't quite pull the trigger, but it's called a strike on the outer half. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Spencer. Breaking ball, swing, and miss for strike two. Caught him off balance there. Green shortens up on the bat a little bit, choking up on it. Gets a little bit lower in his stance. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Spencer. Fastball fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. With one out, nobody on. It's 7-3 in this bottom of the eighth. Dylan Green looking to get some insurance for the Colt 45s. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Spencer. Breaking ball just misses the top of the zone. That'll move the count. The 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the payoff pitch from the righty. Ground ball toward the second base and played on a couple of hops, knocks it down. Now throws the first in time to get Dylan Green. A line shot on a couple of hops. A hard hit baseball, but Camden Rush able to gobble it up. 4-3 on the play. We'll bring up Sam Marr, who is 0-3 tonight with a strikeout and a couple of flyouts. A hard hit baseball from Dylan Green, but right at the fielder. Sam Marr with a slightly open stance on the right side. Two gone now in this bottom of the eighth. First pitch misses way upstairs. Football one. Senmar readies. As Spencer comes set from the first base side. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Right at the belt. To even up the count at 1-1. One-one delivery from Spencer. Breaking ball in the outside corner right at the knee. Called strike two. One-two count on Marr. The infield shifting right-in hitter to pole. Here's the delivery out of the stretch from Spencer. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Marr is gone a-looking. He goes 0-4 tonight. As we head to the top of the ninth inning, the Colt 45 is looking to improve to 10-1 on the year. It's going to be Noah Madsen back out there in this 7-3 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply, home of the U-Car Concrete plus Laux Landscape Supply, has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. That's LauxS.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Back out there on the hill is going to be Noah Madsen. Looking to finish out this game. He'll face off against Jack Gable and Camden Rush. Then it'll be the top of the order in Andrew Wilford.
The West Coast Kings. Pitcher, number 28, Vince
Vanderwall. Well, actually, Vince Vanderwall, the catcher, leading things off. Takes a first pitch ball outside the zone. 1-1 and no strikes. Next pitch, this is again, outside the zone. Here's a 2-0 delivery from Madsen off the first base side. This is low and in for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Madsen trying to close out this ball game. The 3-0 delivery right at the knees on the inside corner. Vanderwall thought he had ball four. He was headed up the first baseline. Now the 3-1 delivery from Madsen. Out.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Now the count fills. 3-2. The infield playing a couple steps back from regular depth. The payoff delivery from Madsen. With nobody out, nobody on. Swing! And a miss. Vanderwall goes down swinging for out number one. That will bring up Camden Rush, who grounded out to the second baseman, Dylan Green, his last time up. Seven to three here in this top of the ninth. Here's a pitch from Madsen. A fastball right down Broadway for strike one. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 0-1 pitch. On the inside corner again, back-to-back strikes. 0-2 now. The 0-2 pitch from Noah Madsen. Foul tip, staying alive, is Camden Rush. Count holds it, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Fouled out of play over the first base dugout. Count still holds. Matt, no balls and two strikes with one out and nobody on here in this top of the ninth inning. Madsen with a new baseball. Kicks and deals the 0-2. Just a bit upstairs. Camden Rush laying off of that pitch. Some high cheese. The 1-2 delivery from Madsen off the first base side. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, one out. Nobody on. Colt 45's up by a score of 7-3, looking to end this ball game and improve to 10-1 on the season. The 1-2 is a ground ball toward Mondujano at third, and it's called foul by the home plate umpire. Hit in foul territory before staying fair. One, two, foul back to the screen again. And this will be, I believe, the eighth pitch of the at-bat. If anyone has their abacus with them, it's counting along. Now the 1-2 with one out and a new baseball for Noah Madsen. Ground ball toward the shortstop, Reyes, and through for a base hit. We'll put a man on. Great at bat by Camden Rush. Well, flip over the lineup card. Andrew Wilford to the plate. My apologies. He'll actually be a pinch hitter in number 16, Romney. Trying to do something here for
number 16, Clark Romney.
West Coast Kings trying to keep the line moving. Park Romney last night started the game and left. Takes a first pitch ball here. Last night he had a couple of singles, reached on an error, and struck out against Colt 45 pitching. Here's the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Romney. Runner taking his lead at first, being held on by Mora. In the dirt, blocked by McMillan. The ball two. Tonight's third base club is Holiday Markets. That way, the finest grocery store operators in Reading down on third baseline. Seated in the third base club, this 100% employee-owned company has been proudly serving the North State since 1962. Holiday Market provides the largest selection of natural and organic produce, Sterling Silver Beef, world-famous Boar's Head deli sandwiches, and always serving Reading with world-famous friendly employees. A called strike delivered on the outside corner to make the count two balls and one strike. With one out, the Colt 45s are a double play away from ending the ballgame. Here's a 2-1 from the righty Madsen off the first base side. Check swing didn't go. He did go, as home plate umpire shows. Two balls and two strikes. Coming out of the crouch, moving to the right, was McMillan corralling that ball. 2-2 with one out. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter, Park Romney. Here's the pitch from Madsen. This is why. It will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch coming from the righty Madsen, working up the first base side as he checks the runner at first. A moderate lead over there at first, just two or three steps off the bag. A line shot toward right, coming in is the right fielder spooking it on the run. Corey Likens with the squeeze for the second out after the line out. That will bring up Daniel Polisek. My apologies. He's singled and tripled tonight. He's also popped out and grounded out. Left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch for Madsen. This is low and in for ball one. He hit that triple a couple of innings ago. Back in the fifth. 1-0 count on him now. Trying to keep the West Coast Kings hopes alive. The 1-0 delivery. This is low for ball two. The infielders looking for two. Mondohano, 7 or 8 steps off the third base line and a couple steps back of the bag. Reyes shaded up the middle. Dylan Green shifted the pole on the left-hand hitter. Ground ball to Mora over his head at first. It's going to stay fair down to the corner. Over to play it back is right fielder Corey Likens, so relay it back in quickly to hold the runners at the corners. Things getting rather interesting here after the Polisek long single. That will bring up Joey D'Amelio, who is 0 for 3 tonight with the sacrifice fly. D'Amelio steps into the box. Right-handed hitter. Runners at the corners with two gone. Madsen comes set off the first base side. Kicks and deals. Fouled back out of play toward the parking lot for strike one. No balls and one strike. The outfield playing straight up. The infield at normal depth as well, apart from Andrew Mora holding on the run at first. The 0-1 pitch from Madsen is in on the hands. Even up the count at 1-1. An open stance for the right-hand hitter. Deep in the box. 1-1 delivery for Madsen. Misses wide for ball two. McMillan moving all the way to his right. Two balls and one strike. Should the line continue, the tying run would be in the on-deck circle. Swing and a miss for strike two. Foul tipped, held on by the catcher McMillian, who's been putting on a clinic back there tonight. Now the West Coast Kings down to their final out. Their final strike, rather. They've been down to their final out for the last two batters. Now the 2-2 pitch from Madsen as he checks the runners. Comes set, glove at the belt. Now kicks and deals the 2-2. Misses low and in. Ball three. That will fill the count. The third full count of the inning for Noah Madsen. Top of the ninth, two gone. The payoff pitch with the runners breaking. Misses low, and the bases will be loaded. All of a sudden, the tying run at the plate. Things getting a little too interesting. Will be Gio Martini to the plate as Bob Anderson will make his way out to the mound to Noah Madsen. Doesn't look like he's going to pull him. Looks like they're just going to have a little conference, make sure they're all on the same page, get this last batter. He's going to get a fist bump from Bob Anderson as Anderson makes his trek back to the dugout.
Bases are loaded. Camden Rush on third. He singled after the strikeout of Vanderwall. Then a lineout from Park Romney. A single from Polasek. Four runners at the corners. And then DeBilio walked. That's how the bases are loaded for the left-hand hitting Gio Martini. Martini has flown out twice, reached on an error, and grounded out tonight. The infield plays behind the runners. The first pitch from Madsen. This is wide for ball one. Some tears from the West Coast Kings dugout trying to get some life back into their offense. They've strained it a total of seven tonight, not looking to add to that total. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Madsen. It's a fastball toward Dylan Green, diving to his right, gets up, bobbles, throws to first, not in time, diving head first and safe at first with the infield single is Gio Martini. A sensational effort by Gio Martini will score a run. It's now 7-4. Now the go-ahead run at the plate in Willie Conejo Farmer. And at this point, it would be nobody else but Conejo Farmer expected to be there. Dylan Green moving to his right, knocked the baseball down, bobbled it, made a quick throw to first. Conejo Farmer grabs this one toward the second baseman Green, charging, throws to first in time to get the out. For the Colt 45s, they improved to 9-1 on the season. 10-1, rather. 10-1 on the season. They scored 7 runs on 7 hits. They have 3 errors. They left 1 on base. For the West Coast Kings, they fall to 0-2 against the Colt 45s this season. They had 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and they left a total of 10. The winning pitcher tonight was Nathan Medina. The losing pitcher, Nicholas Guidry. Noah Madsen getting the save in a very dramatic fashion. The final score here from Tiger Field is 7-4. We'll see you back out here tomorrow night for Father's Day. Bring your dad to the game. He'll get in free of charge for Father's Day. So 7:15 first pitch. Special thanks to Carl Lindenbaum with KCNR. Gas Redding, 1460 AM. 96.5 FM and online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer making his 2025 season debut back in the studio doing things for us. This is Vic Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The final score from Tech Field here in Reading, California is the West Coast Kings 4 and your Colt 45 7. We'll be back out here tomorrow night.
On the House bill at. For example, Bernie Moreno, he wants to tighten the House plan for allowing Americans to deduct $10,000 of interest off their car loans. You have others looking at Medicare cuts, also against the SALT agreement that allows states like New Jersey and New York to write off their state and local taxes. There's not much sentiment for that in the Senate side,
Nor
is there much sentiment for the no taxes on tips and overtime. So can you bring us an idea of what's being talked about?
Yeah, there's a lot of transparency in this process. The House has had their proposal out there for a month now for people to be able to look at, to be able to examine. The Senate, we've got about 6 of our committees have already released their product to say this is what we're looking at. We've got about 3 more to go that should come out in the next 5 to 6 days to be able to get those out. Then people will be able to look at it for 2 weeks before we actually vote on it. So there's nothing being slipped in the process. But there is still a lot of conversation about exactly how to write it, exactly how to do it. The big piece are still, we cannot allow a tax increase to happen next year. We got to be able to balance it out. We got to be able to reduce our deficit as much as we can get agreement on. And there will always be people, myself included, that say, I want to be able to reduce even more spending. But we got to reduce spending as much as we can get 51 votes for in the Senate. Whatever we can get 51 votes for, as much as we possibly can, we should do. And then say, let's go back and go get more later, but let's do as much as we can now. And the other part of it that people aren't even talking about is modernizing modernizing air traffic control, dealing with our national defense issues, building additional border wall. Those are all a part of this bill as well, but that people aren't even talking about those parts, but we're trying to be able to work through all those. But yeah, there's a lot of details to be able to work through. 215 House members all put their fingerprints on it. 51 senators are trying to do the same now, put our fingerprints on it, and get this done.
So yesterday, Howard Lutnick came out and spoke. Evidently, he, Besant, and Greer came out and said, we have a framework of a deal with China. Here's what Howard Lutnick told Laura last night, Cut 31.
I think the way it works with the Chinese is you have to respect them. You have to respect them, and it has to be a win-win. But the answer is, when you send us magnets, we'll remove our countermeasures. It balanced. That's what Donald Trump said. That's what we're going to do. So I have confidence this is going to work. Otherwise, they just want to have plastic.
Yep.
We won't have magnets. They won't have plastic. They won't have planes.
Yeah.
So they have 250 planes grounded. We know about the manufacturing. Our trade has decreased 35% because of what's going on with the tariffs. You know China's got no track record of being compliant. Where do you stand on this? What have they told you?
You have to have some way to be able to do enforcement and to be able to do snapbacks on it to be able to make sure they were actually getting it right. What the Chinese have done for decades now is to take American innovation, to be able to steal it, to be able to do their own manufacturing it, sell it back to the world, and then crush American companies that actually did the innovation with it, with cheap manufacturing. So what President Trump has stood up to China to do is say, hey, you're a strong nation just like we are, but you built your strength based on stealing other people's innovation on it. We're going to make that stop right now. And so that's a reasonable thing to be able to do, and he's trying to be able to push back on it. But we've got to have some way to be able to say, here's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it for this long. If you violate the rules, then we also change.
I don't think I have to tell you the dangers of Iran. They've made a joke of the first five rounds of talks. Now we're on the sixth. The IAEA yesterday said they're not complying. They passed a resolution for the first time in 20 years condemning them. They're actually expanding their program. Israel's talking about the need to hit them. And we are talking, and the president flat out saying he's frustrated with where we're at and he's willing to take possibly other action. How close would Senator Lankford be to saying we have no choice, we have to take it out militarily?
Yeah, our choices are extremely limited in this. I was just in the region 2 weeks ago. I was in Baghdad. I was in Erbil. I was in Amman, Beirut, and Jerusalem, meeting with key leaders and senior leaders in every one of those locations. This was a major part of the topic of conversation. Steve Witkoff has been actively working through trying to negotiate with the Iranians to be able to get them to set aside their nuclear missile and weapons program there. They clearly have that. They keep saying it's for civilian purposes, but for civilian purposes, you enrich uranium to 3.67%. They're enriching uranium to 60%. There is no civilian purposes for that high. They now have 900 pounds of highly enriched uranium and continue to be able to build to their stockpile. The IAEA came out and said this is clearly not for civilian purposes. They're hiding their centrifuges. They're hiding their uranium. This is a whole different program. And you're right. This is a very tenuous time. The Iranian regime is the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world, and the Iranian people live under the oppression of that regime. So they're taking away our options because we can't have a nuclear-armed Iran. We can't have that. And so we have no beef with the Iranian people, but that regime that oppresses them as well is also targeting our neighbors of Israel, is giving weapons to the Houthis to fire. And, Brian, what people don't even know on this is the Houthis, their national flag, the flag itself has death to America on the flag itself. That's the words on the flag. Death to the Jews, death to America. We learned a long time ago that when other people in faraway places say they want to kill us, they mean it. And so we can't ignore that.
So having said that, with the feeling in Iraq and Saudi Arabia, do they want us to avoid the military confrontation?
Sure.
Or is that just the public face where they know deep down Iran is the problem?
No, they all want us to avoid a military confrontation. No one wants that kind of fight. Iran has a very large military. They're extremely unpredictable. They're not afraid of using acts of terrorism. They consider that part of their strength is that they can actually inflict terrorism anywhere they want in the world. They have no qualms with killing civilians, even their own. So it's a very different regime that we're dealing with on this, and no one wants to see that war. War brings casualties and all kinds of issues. No one wants to see that. We want to be able to see us not have a war, but they cannot have a nuclear weapon and have the opportunity to be able to destroy millions of people simultaneously.
But my sense is the people of Iran hate their government so much. If you can weaken it to the point where they can rise up, they will. Or is that, am I being too idealistic?
No, they've tried to rise up multiple times. Obviously, the Iranian regime has disarmed their own people. They continue to cut off the internet from their people anytime there's conflict. The Green Revolution that happened in Iran years ago, the people tried to rise up and to be able to push down the what's called the IRGC, this totalitarian military that they have that runs the nation, quickly oppressed and suppressed their people and just crushed people in the streets. So they operate much like China does, where they do not allow dissent, but the people of Iran, it's very clear, do not want to live under that kind of oppression. They are a pro-Western mentality in, among many millions of people there, and they'd love to be able to live free, but their government will not allow them to do that.
Right. So if they're taken, they're already significantly weakened. The Israeli surveillance and intelligence is off the charts great. They've already been able to take out two Hamas leaders there, and they could have taken out the Grand Ayatollah. My sense is Israel does not have much longer to wait because they can't let Iran get a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, Iran has walked away from the deal in the sense that they were given a really good opportunity to be able to put down their nuclear weapons program. Steve Witkoff, in the multiple tiers of negotiations, they've actually given them paper and an option and said, here's a way to be able to get out of that. Iran balked at it and said, nope, we will not do that. So they've been given a lot of opportunities at this point. So when President Trump made the very difficult decision to be able to pull dependents and civilians out of our embassies and consulate areas in the Middle East, that's a very difficult decision to be able to make, but it's also seeing that Iran is becoming more and more belligerent.
And it's showing we're running out of options for them. Right. Senator Lankford, they don't seem to mind. They know they're leaving us no choice, so let's see what happens. We know the stakes are high. Nobody wants a Middle East war, but since 1979, they've been our Middle East enemy, and they've killed so many Americans. And their hands are got blood all over, American blood all over them. Senator,
they do. I'll tell you, when I was in Baghdad, Iraq, they have a massive, massive martyr monument to Soleimani in Baghdad. He was the Iranian leader of the IRGC that killed so many thousands of Americans, and what he was doing to be able to train people in Iraq to be able to fight against us. So the Iraqis still idolize him, but I would tell you that leader, it's better that the world does not have him around.
I don't know how many Iraqis idolize him, but they're forced to put it there because Iran has so much influence. Senator Lankford, thanks so much.
You bet.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
There's a new book out alleging Biden administration officials tried to hide their boss's decline. Now some Republicans in Congress are investigating, yet voters were skeptical from the beginning. In November 2021, only 1 year after former President Biden was elected, more than half of voters in our Fox News national survey said his age was interfering with his ability to serve effectively as president. 53% felt that way, including 3 in 10 Democrats. That was just the start. By the 2022 midterms, our voter analysis election survey found 57% felt Biden lacked the mental capability to serve. And by July 2024, our final read, it was up to two-thirds, 65%. So while some aides may have tried to mislead the public about the former president's condition, the numbers don't lie. Most voters didn't buy it. Be sure to check out our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with Fox Celebrity Profile with star and executive producer of Fox's Going Dutch, Dennis Leary. Leary shared some of his favorite fan feedback on the show.
You get it in the street, for me anyways. I thought the best one I heard was, this guy I play hockey with is an ex-military guy. So I was in the locker room. He walked in and he went, Colonel, your daughter is running rings around you. And I was like... That's a good review.
Leary also spoke about how filming on a real army base adds to the show's authenticity.
It was always funny because even when we were indoors at the buildings on the base, you know, there's real soldiers walking through when we call cut.
Yeah.
They might be cutting through the hallway or whatever. So they were always laughing at how bad our salutes were. So we were constantly reminded of how feeble we were when it came to actual military drilling.
Catch up on season one of Going Dutch on Hulu. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
Just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. I went a little long, but I do want to talk about what's going to be happening with police on the streets in these so-called King's Day, where they're looking to make the National Guard the bad guy, President Trump the bad guy, while Los Angeles is totally spinning out of control, while it happened in New York, while it happened in Denver, Philadelphia, Seattle. Some of the groups just stand back, others get more involved. I just love the police chief over in Los Angeles. On Sunday, he says we were being overwhelmed and we needed help. And on Wednesday, they tell CNN, oh, we're fine, we don't need National Guard. that's pure politics. It's everything the cops should not be involved in. And I just talked to a police chief over in Illinois where he's been told, and it kills him, don't cooperate with ICE. Can you imagine that? You're in the law enforcement community. Somebody needs help, but you're not allowed to inform them. When they need backup to go get a criminal out, they can't really back them up because they're forbidden by state law. Mac Muir is next. He's the author of a brand new book, Cop Cop, Breaking the Fixed System of American Policing. Don't miss me in the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
She received the news that she was one of the lucky people getting a college grant. She says coming from a rural town where not many have the funds to go to college, she's grateful for the opportunity. Crimson started working at Taco Bell a few years ago during high school to help her mom pay the bills. And she couldn't believe it when she found out they offered the scholarship program and knew it was a long shot, but decided to fill out the application anyway. Crimson Price, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This portends to be a long, hot summer because the contagion factor has now set in. As we were just reporting, from city to city to city, people are out. And sometimes the local police departments aren't up to handling it. The Los Angeles Police Department made one initial mistake. They waited too long on that first day to tell the demonstrators, we have the power of arrest. These are handcuffs. You take one step forward, you raise any prospect of violence against us, you're going to jail. They just waited a little too long. They're doing fine now, but this is a troubled country with a troubled issue.
And that's Mike Barnagle on another network talking about, does a lot of crime stuff in Boston for years. But he's talking about the fact is that the LAPD didn't touch when ICE was in trouble. They were slow, 35 to 55 minutes to help out when it should have taken five or three. And in exchange, Trump said, I'm not waiting for this. In come to the National Guard. They've been guarding the federal buildings ever since. Mac Muir is the author of a brand new book called Cop Cop, Breaking the Fixed System of American Policing. Mac, what is your thoughts? I mean, from what you know about what happened in L.A., that really is the beginning, was a huge mistake, not backing up fellow ICE agents, fellow law enforcement.
That's absolutely the case, but I think you find that in these sanctuary cities, there's not going to be effective coordination between federal law enforcement.
On purpose. They're not allowed.
Well, yeah, and even in the book wrote here, we have an example of a case where NYPD repeatedly detained an ICE agent without a protocol for how to interact with federal law enforcement. So you're going to find that delay to be pretty consistent with these policies across the country.
So when you look at the way these protests are turning violent and they're organized and there are people there who are or being paid to protest in many cases, whether it's getting money for law, to get legal aid, money for hotels, money for travel, to dress in the same uniforms for people to maybe get stun guns or grenades. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, at its core, I think sending in the National Guard was a step a little too hasty. Where in LAPD's got 10,000 officers, LA Sheriff's Department got another 10,000. You've got thousands more in the 45 departments nearby. Of course, there needs to be management of the protests. There needs to be serious accountability for anybody who's violent toward law enforcement. But at the same time, I think that it's actually led to more protests around the country as a backlash to folks who want to complain about Trump.
Yeah, George Floyd protests, yeah. Plenty of cops.
Yeah.
What happened? They watched as things get ransacked, buildings get looted and destroyed, and graffiti everywhere. So didn't want to see that again. Why are we waiting for a governor to screw up another city?
So I think that there was – you've got the 35-minute delay there. But at the same time, there could have been better communication. Of course, you got the politics between Trump and Newsom.
Communication between ICE and the cops.
Oh, between them?
So if you want to sit there and watch them not coordinate, or you could sit there and put National Guard in to at least watch the federal buildings and provide backup should this get totally out of control. I thoroughly see it.
Yeah, I mean, that delay is just going to exist in a lot of these bigger cities. But I think there was time to coordinate after that.
But they chose not to. And they chose not to during the George Floyd riots, too.
Yeah, I mean, George Floyd, they did call in the National Guard in a number of states. It's just there's going to be
but
a delay.
They gave up police stations. If you're the president, how many police stations do you have to give up before you say, we're going to change the format?
Well, that absolutely happened in the George Floyd era. I don't think that has happened here, correct?
Because you put the National Guard in as they started. We'll see what happens on Saturday, and we'll see how determined they are. Here's Nathan Hochman. He says he is going to back up law enforcement. Cut one.
For any individual who's engaged in criminal conduct but did not get immediately arrested, let me provide some bad news for you. There's a tremendous amount of video out there through social media and otherwise. We will know who you are who engaged in this conduct. We will track you down. We will arrest you. We will prosecute you. And we will punish you.
So your thought, what does that do for a cop when he hears a DA at least saying the right things?
It's really important. And I think when I hear from folks on the ground, when I see the videos of the protests, the vast majority of these are nonviolent, and the folks who are violent need to be held accountable. And we're in an era where, with all the video footage, they can be held accountable. They're making this, they're hurting everyone's First Amendment rights by being violent toward police.
When you looked at, what did you do to prepare for to write a book about where we're at with policing by the police?
So it was really motivated by my experience of actually interviewing members of the NYPD and speaking with law enforcement around the country and speaking to victims of police misconduct, and found really similar cynicism from the officers themselves and the communities that were most policed, and wanted to give light to that. I think investigating police misconduct is a very unique perspective to have, and it was surprising to find the sadness in aspects of the NYPD, and certainly the
in New York.
Yes, absolutely. And the general cynicism about the profession itself.
Do you think it's something that's new? Is this something that it's come in the last 10 years?
I think, right, you hear the job is dead from the union folks. You hear the job is dead from the department.
What do you mean job is dead?
The job is dead. It's like a term. It's like a it's just a cynical thing that you'll say when something bad happens within the department. I think it's been happening in various eras. You see, we went back and looked at studies of police officers in New York and across the country over the last century, and you found this cynicism where officers are going to see the most horrible things that a person can see. And how they internalize that is increasing levels of cynicism, and then ultimately they close themselves out off to the outside world a lot of the time.
So you said they don't get to do what they really want to do. Why they got into it? In what respect?
So for me, one of the frustrations was looking at the broken windows system of policing and finding that there's a lot of unnecessary policing. And when I say that, when somebody goes into law enforcement, as I observed, they wanted to go get the bad guys. They wanted to do serious investigations into shootings, murders, and feel like they were protecting their community. A lot of the stop and frisk was sort of wanton stopping folks and creating friction in the community. You saw the PBA here in New York call that out and say it's creating friction between officers on the street and the community. And then the officers are the ones who pay the price, right? The folks, the brass of the police department isn't going to have to take the same heat as the officers standing on the street.
Do you think the problem was the broken windows or the fact that we left the broken windows?
No, I think the problem was you're asking officers to stop folks with very little suspicion. And then ultimately, when you're a black or brown person in this community, stopped over and over again, and you're looking at maybe 10% of these stops lead to something meaningful.
So when was the city safer, when they were doing broken windows or now?
I mean, you're looking at right now, the crime rates are way lower than they were in the 90s and in the 2000s. But that's
you think the city was safer during Bloomberg and Giuliani than it was than it is now?
I think it's safer now.
Why?
I think the crime stats go with that. The murder rates are lower.
But do you believe there's also a problem with the crime stats?
Yeah, and I mean, we spoke about that a bit. That speaks to a broader concern that's been raised by folks in the NYPD about crime stat manipulation, and this is around the country, concerns in the efficacy of the stats. If you see that police officers can move arrests up from misdemeanors to felonies or downgrade from felonies to misdemeanors, the stats can become increasingly meaningless, adding to that sense of cynicism. And we looked into England and Australia, where stats for crime are handled by state agencies, creates more of a sense of safety for everybody, being sure what the crime rate is.
Yeah, especially if you're not involved.
That's what it boils down to.
So when it comes to the no cash bail laws, and the fact is that a lot of these men and women go, yeah, I'm not going to even arrest this guy. It's not even worth it. They're going to be out in a misdemeanor. No cash bail. That Governor Cuomo said he was pressured to put into place now, but he's the one who signed into it, which is the same thing that exists over in Chicago and Philadelphia.
Yeah, they got to have some sort of balancing act here. Right? Khalif Browder committed suicide after being held for years in Rikers Island. It was a terrible situation, but it can't be carte blanche. They got to be going back to this and saying, hey, how do we refine it so that you don't have criminals going back
out? How does that play into morale?
I think it's absolutely disappointing for an officer if you arrest somebody, if you put in the real hard work. Let's say you're a detective and you do a serious investigation, you lock somebody up when the community really needs it, and then they're back on the street months, weeks, days later. You got to look in the mirror and go, what am I doing here?
Here's Pat Ryder, Commissioner of Police in Nassau County, on training.
Now I'm going to tell you what the biggest issue that I think is something that runs through this country, the different standards of training that goes on. There should be a standard throughout the nation.
Absolutely.
That we all must follow. And it's not. The standard should be a national standard about how you de-escalate, when you're allowed to use deadly physical force, when you're allowed to use your taser.
Your thoughts on that?
I agree to a certain extent. I think that communities should be able to set their own standards for what law enforcement looks like. But at the same time, de-escalation is something where I've gone from city to city, and it's a totally different policy from place to place. The standards, if you're an officer moving from department to department, it must be immensely confusing. And also, if you're a community member going and visiting somewhere else, you got to go, what the heck
is this? What police precinct or what city has it right?
So I will say Cleveland has pretty clear metrics for de-escalation, for example, where, you want to be able to hand an officer standards and say, here, check these boxes, how you're going to speak to somebody. Procedural justice, we're going to make it clear to somebody that, we're here to help and so on. But because all the policies are different around the country, no one city has everything right.
Right. Who's got the most wrong? Where's the area that needs the most reform, or what stands out in elements that's fixable that guys and men and women were frustrated they weren't?
That's a great question. But I would say that for use of force policies, what needs to be happening around the country is that the force needs to be necessary. And the standard is reasonable right now. That's really broad. It can be confusing to a lot of officers. And one of the things that I look at is the more you make policing necessary and it clear to the officers, take necessary actions, the more meaning they're going to get out of that and the more...
I don't know what you mean by that.
So right now you have a legal standard of reasonable and proportionate for force. Which is, from the officer's perspective, was the action I took reasonable? Was it proportionate to the action that happened to me? But necessary is a third prong that really makes sure that communities understand that officers are only going to be using force when they need to, as opposed to when they think they might be able to.
So do you think that that's happening a lot, excess force?
Here and there, but when it does, it creates huge angst in the community. So I think that it's happening around the country, and you want to have clear guidelines.
Do you find that people in working-class communities feel as though they need the most protection and are more appreciative of the cops?
I think across the board there are folks who are appreciative of the cops. The issue is that when there is police misconduct, it's a stain.
What did the Defund the Police movement do to morale and to police forces across the country?
Well, the Defund the Police movement did a lot of harm, not just to police departments, but to the communities that are seriously in need of policing. I think that that was a terrible framework. I think the Democratic Party failed in terms of framing what the issues really were, and so hurts the cops, leaves a lot of unanswered questions, and then these communities that do need police response are going, what is this?
All right, so you said the name of your book, Cop Cop, Breaking the Fixed System on American Policing. So a couple of axioms we should all take away from the book that you come to a conclusion after your investigation.
So I would say that internal affairs needs to be entirely reshaped in American policing. When I've been speaking with whistleblowing officers or folks who are frustrated in law enforcement, internal affairs is a central issue. So we talk about the civilianization of internal affairs from city to city and the need for that to happen. Second is women in law enforcement. There are just not enough women in law enforcement. You've got 14% nationwide, 16% in the NYPD, and women have an impact on policing that is really important. Lower levels of complaints save cities millions in civil lawsuits. And ultimately are less likely to commit misconduct.
Okay. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Mac Muir, appreciate it. Go pick up Cop Cop when we talk about policing in this country, which is going to be front and center tonight and sadly on Saturday, because we're going to see a lot of protests, hopefully peaceful, but likely not. Mac, thank you.
Thank you.
Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Moran, and for almost 28 years, I was a reporter and anchor for ABC News. And as you may have heard, I'm not there anymore. I'm here with you on Substack, this amazing space, and I can't wait to get at it, to get at the important work that we all have to do in this time of such trouble for our country. I'm going to be reporting and interviewing and just sharing with you and hoping to hear from you as well. So it'll be a few days, maybe a little bit longer. Got to get some stuff sorted out, but can't wait to see you.
Right, Terry Moran out at ABC. They said he was a renew, but he was fired over a rant. And I imagine at that hour on a Saturday night, thinking about Stephen Miller. No offense, but unless you're married to Stephen Miller, you shouldn't be thinking about him on a Saturday night. Unless you're Judge Donald Trump and need to get a hold of him. So he does that, talks about how evil Trump is, and now he comes out and says, we're in times of trouble as a country. Really? Times of trouble? Yeah, we got issues, but we don't have times of trouble. You see the economy? See how that's going? You see a China deal just come in? Our military's never been stronger. Major parade coming up on Saturday celebrating 250 years of the Army. Then we have the World Cup coming as well as the Olympics. I think it's a good time for America. There's always challenges. Always. It's always a recession, a pandemic, something you're not expecting, a flood, natural disaster. Also things that go our way. And we're also watching our enemies reeling. Look, economically, you look at China. They're reeling. They're formidable, but reeling. You look at Russia. Is that a country you want to live in? Please name a country that you think is thriving, that you think is better off than us. But I think what you're gradually going to see with Terry Moran is what we all knew, but he was denying, that there's no fair and balanced reporter there looking to tell you the story. He's looking to tell you what to think because we know what he thinks. And I think he's going to go the direction of Jim Acosta. By the time he gets behind the microphone, you will see his anti-Trumpism. He's going to be Bob Costas revisited, where you go out and says, whatever Trump does, just do the opposite. There's a poll out now. Trump tacked up 2% in approval. But there's another poll out with the Q poll that says he's down to 38%. I really don't know anybody who thinks 38%. They look 38% across the board, even on the border. I know. The border was... If you can't get over 50% on your border after you shut down the border in your first flight, I'm pretty sure you could pretty much chuck out that poll. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about King's Day over the weekend. We're also going to talk about the major parade that's going to be taking place where the president, this shows you how clueless Gavin Newsom is. He says the president wants to have a big birthday party. Yes, it's his birthday, but it's also the anniversary of the Army. Flag Day, too. But you could say it's for his birthday. It'll come up, no doubt about it. But what's going to be fascinating today is Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, Ayanna Pressley, two mainstays of what I think is the squad. Ro Khanna, too, left-winger, but reasonable, will be bringing the heat against, I'm sure, on orders from Democratic leaders, bringing the heat against the House, against three governors, who's going to be talking about the great aspects of being a sanctuary state/city. And these governors are going to come out there and talk about the need for it, the lack of coordination with ICE, how it plays into the danger with our ICE officers. They're going to be talking about how they should take their masks off but let the riders keep their masks on. This is just going to display the divide in our country front and center. And I personally can't wait for it because I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's pretty obvious where I stand. Kevin O'Leary weighed in last night. Ari Fleischer weighed in. Mary Catherine Hamm. On what the Democrats are doing. Cut 21.
Democrats are doubling down on everything voters keep telling them they really dislike. They are siding with elite far-left opinion. They are siding with elite far-left opinion even when its actors are violent, even when the mission is to pick up criminal illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes, which is some of what was going on in L.A. These things do not signal to normal voters that these guys are ready for prime time. And I know Newsom wants to be, but now he's trying to grab back that left flank, and it's not looking great.
Well, he'll be the king of the left flank, and maybe the Democratic Party, but not of the country. We're done with all this. Wreck the cities and pay for it later.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.